High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 1-1 Lower Marion Aces and your 1-1 Strathaven Panthers.
The ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover, terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Bouncing back. After week one of the high school football season, both Strathaven and Lower Marion endured tough, close, hard-fought losses in week one. Strathaven battles hard but runs out of steam against Interborough and loses by two touchdowns. Chichester, neck and neck with Lower Marion in week one. Aside from four Lower Marion turnovers, the outcome could have been different, but Chichester escapes with a 30-19 victory in week one. So in a 10-week season, teams need to learn to bounce back quickly, and bounce back quickly they did. Strathaven was here at this very field at Harrington High School a week ago, jumped out early and hung on late for a 27-7 victory over Harrington. Lower Marion went on the road up to Springfield in Montgomery County and took it to the Spartans 46-12. So here in week three, both the Lower Marion and Strathaven looking for their first winning streak of the 2017 season, and we're thrilled to bring it to you right here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight for the second week in a row here from at Harrington High School. And down below us, the Strathaven Marching Band has arrived, 400-plus, looking for a lot of fun and a lot of good sound later on from them. But Strathaven ready to go here for their third straight road game, third of four road games to open the season before we finally get back to George L. King Field a couple Fridays from now. But the Panthers, a week ago, coming off that heartbreaker against Interborough, had a pretty good formula. Said, look, we're bigger, we're stronger, and we're going to pound it right at the Rams, and pound it they did to the tune of 200-plus rushing yards on the ground. Handed it off, ran fullback, ran halfbacks, quarterbacks here and there, jumped out to a 14-0 lead early and really never looked back. Harrington couldn't get anything going early on and, in fact, didn't pick up a first down until a minute to go in the third quarter, so the Panthers in control all night. I would guess tonight more of the same from the Panthers would be the recipe as they're running into a Lower Marion team, 1-1 on the season, not very big up front, certainly have had their challenges on the offensive line, but they have athletes all over the field in the offensive and defensive backfields that could be pose quite a challenge for the skill players of Strathaven. So tonight, my guess is the Panthers looking to keep it on the ground, keep ball control, keep it out of the hands of the Lower Marion offense, and we'll see just how well they can do that in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, Mike Mayer joins as always. Mike, interesting week for the Panthers a week ago, just trying to get something in the win column, but we're seeing, you know, Harrington and Lower Marion, not the most successful teams in the league, certainly in terms of wins and losses, but we have certainly seen improvement from both of those teams, and the Panthers, I don't think this is a cakewalk tonight.
No, first of all, I don't think you can ever assume a cakewalk under any circumstances for any team as a sure formula for a disaster at some point. But the reality, I think, is that I think Haven was a little shocked by their play with Interborough, not the win or loss as much as the domination. They hung tight with Interborough for the first half. Then I think some questionable plays were run, resulting in a turnover. And you could just see the air let out of the tires for the Panthers, and they just kind of coasted for the rest of the game, really couldn't get anything started, and took the loss. I think they came out very aggressively last week with some new twists. Not only were they going to pound the ball, they felt they could dominate this team, and they in fact did, but they also tried some things. The most memorable was that 11-yard play right up the middle, a quick release. They threw some short passes as opposed to some long. Some things that I'd like them to see to kind of take the defense out of the box. And that's what I'm going to be anxious to see about tonight. I know there are concerns with the quality of the safeties and cornerbacks for Lower Marion, although I don't necessarily want to throw the ball deep. I just want to work it as a running play, but you throw it for the first 5 yards. And whether they do that or not, obviously if they come out and they start pounding the ball and they're successful with it, very similar to what they did last week, you're a little reluctant to put it in the air. There's no real reason to. So we'll see what happens. But this is another game that is a must-win for the Panthers. Lower Marion has, they scored a lot of points in the last 2 weeks. So they've got to feel pretty good coming into this game. I think I sounded a little concerned last week against Harrington, and I was, because I wasn't too sure after Haven's performance against Interboro what we were looking at. But I felt very good coming out of that game. But now I'm looking at a team that doesn't have the size that necessarily Harrington did. Not that they were great size, but they have a lot of skill positions. And that, as we found it with Interboro, an intercepted ball can change things real quick, particularly if it's run back for points. So, if it happens and we're up 24-0, it's not quite as critical as if we're up 14-0 and now it's 14-7. But we'll see how it goes. What I'm looking for is good execution. Actually, the Panthers had a little more in the way of penalties last week than they did the week before. The game against Interboro was cleaner relative to clean football. I can't tell you how they handled their assignments. Obviously, they were stuffed to the line, and that was some pretty dynamic football against Interboro. They were pounding each other pretty good. So,
well, and again, it should be interesting. For Lower Marion, Mike, you mentioned the points. 19 against Chichester, even that's in spite of 4 turnovers. In fact, their first snap of the game was a turnover, and certainly came back to haunt them in an 11-point loss. But put 19 on the board in week one. Last week, 46 against right. Springfield. They can score from – there are 4 or 5 players.
Springfield, Montgomery County.
Montgomery County, right. but certainly, you have 4 or 5 guys on this roster that can score from anywhere on the field. They scored against Chichester on an 80-yard touchdown. They scored on a 55-yard touchdown. They scored on a 30-yard touchdown. All 3 different receivers on the receiving end of all of those passes from the senior quarterback at that point, Marek DeLonzo. Now, I say that cautiously because tonight we will see who lines up under center for Lower Marion. DeLonzo was not projected to be the starter at the beginning of the year. It was supposed to be Matt O'Connor. O'Connor, a junior, last year's starter, returning to run the offense, but was injured over the summer, and DeLonzo ended up playing very, very well in these first 2 games. So O'Connor is in uniform tonight. He went through the warm-ups. He looked sharp from what I could tell, but we'll see. Do you stay with the hot hand, the guy who's thrown for 300 yards in week one, who led the team to 46 points a week ago, or do you bring back the starter who really technically never lost the starting job? The other consideration now for Lower Marion is that DeLonzo will fill in at inside linebacker for the injured Ben Rubin. Rubin, probably their best defensive player, out of action tonight. He is in street clothes dealing with a leg issue, and we wish him a quick return. But, Coach Brian Scopoletti is dealing with a little bit of musical chairs here at some key positions tonight, and the idea is, hey, if you put DeLonzo at quarterback, do you risk him then at middle linebacker? Or do you just say, look, give it back to O'Connor and DeLonzo wreak havoc on the defensive side?
Well, and the other factor, which is only considered in high school football, and it depends on the coach, DeLonzo's a senior and O'Connor's a junior. So there's always the aspect of, well, this is his last year. What mm-hmm. does he want to do? So there's the good of the team, the good of the game, and the fact of who's a senior and who's a junior. But we have no idea how it's going to play out or how they're going to make their decision. My gut would be to let DeLonzo play it, assuming that you think he can handle the responsibilities. And if he starts to get, you know, weak at quarterback or shows that he doesn't quite have it tonight, it's wonderful to have a backup quarterback that can handle things. So, you know, we'll see.
We will see indeed. And, again, teams have made their way to the respective sidelines. Strathaven in their road whites tonight. Black numerals, black jerseys, silver helmets with a white stripe down the middle. Led by Kevin Clancy, head coach, winningest coach in Delaware County history. 295 career wins. Almost 230 of them at Strathaven, and, of course, Archbishop Carroll prior to that. Speaking of Archbishop Carroll, before I forget, the freshman Panthers will scrimmage Archbishop Carroll tomorrow morning. So you have two former Strathaven alumni going head-to-head, Dan
That's
Connor
right.
and Dan Mulhern head-to-head tomorrow. Two All-American linebackers leading the ninth-grade squad. So if you get a chance tomorrow morning, you should be able to see a pretty good ninth-grade game with Strathaven and Archbishop Carroll. But in the meantime, the home team tonight, Lower Merion often playing their home games down on their campus just a couple miles down the road on Montgomery Avenue. But tonight, under the lights here at Harrington, so we love that every bit of that aspect rather than Saturday afternoon. But they are in their maroon uniforms head to toe, maroon helmets, white numerals, and maroon pants. And the captains shake hands at midfield. For Lower Merion tonight, Marek DeLonzo, Elijah Smith, number 5, Deion Davis. He's a Division I prospect. And number 71, Will Savastani. For the Panthers tonight, John Morris, Lee Holbert. Who else is over there? He's hidden by a couple players here. Sean Daly and John Morris are the captains tonight for Strathaven. But I mentioned Division I prospect, Deion Davis, wide receiver, 6'3", 180 pounds, plays corner, plays wide receiver, and actually punts as well. Probably the best all-around athlete on the field tonight. And that's no disrespect to anybody else on the field, but Deion is just that good. Has a load of Division I AA offers. A couple of Division I A programs are starting to sniff around a little bit. Temple and others starting to take an interest in the young man wearing number 5 tonight for the Aces. So we'll keep an eye on him. But that's a guy that they want to have the football in his hands, and the Panthers will have their hands full containing him. We'll find out just how well that goes in just a matter of moments here. Take a short time out. Be back for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff right here on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
So gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Star-Spangled Banner performed beautifully by, I forget his young man's name, but he did a great job with Lower Merion music student. So, again, fantastic, fantastic job. So, in the meantime, ready to kick things off here in week 3. We will keep you posted on scores from around the Central League and other parts of District 1 and District 12. A couple of big ones in the Central League tonight. Marple Newtown on the road just up the street from here at Radnor. Radnor 2-0, Marple 1-1, but again, Radnor I think is going to have their hands full tonight with Anthony Paoletti and friends. Garnet Valley at 2-0 on the road down on Morton Avenue tonight, taking on Ridley. Ridley, a tough 6-point loss to Haverford a week ago, but the Green Raiders always give the Jags a hard time. Haverford hosting Conestoga. Harrington on the road at Pencrest. Both of those teams looking for their first win. And from there, Springfield at Upper Darby should be a good one as well. We'll keep you posted. Thanks again to our buddies at WNPV up in Lansdale for all the Suburban One scores, for our friends at PA Prep Live, Delco Times, and so many others. Thanks so much for the effort. So DeLonzo has it teed, halfway between the hash marks, standing deep to return, John Francis, Tommy Foster, and Ebo Pio. Hot, very short kick. It's going to take a hop and field by one of the upbacks, and this is Zach Hussein, who fields it and runs it across the 45 to the 48-yard line. So short kick and good hard running by Hussein will get the Panthers set up. First and 10 at the 48-yard line. Jake Fisher is your quarterback. Zach Hussein, the fullback. O'Connor and Daly are the halfbacks. May see a few others as well later on. Dan Reeves is your tight end. Tom Foster, the split end. Sam Burke at center. Ryan Morris and Luke Healy are the guards. Lee Holbert, Ryan Krause are your tackles. They open with two tight ends. Ethan Belleville to the left. Dan Reeves to the right. Nine in the box for Lower Merion. First down give is to the fullback Hussein, and he goes off the left side into Lower Merion territory to the 48. Give Zach 5 yards on his first down carry. Hussein last week, 17 carries, 94 yards, and the first two Panther touchdowns. Well, sorry, two of the first three Panther touchdowns. And gets things started here, second down and five. From the 48-yard line, Lower Merion again with eight in the box. Panthers do two tight ends. Give is to Daly, off right tackle, and he's going to lunge forward for first down yardage, I believe. Followed Ryan Krause through the hole there. They'll spot it at the 42 and move the chains. Good work there by Sean Daly, 170-pound senior who did a whole lot of work in the weight room in the earlier part of the year. He looks way bigger and stronger than he did this time last year. Same two tight end set for the Panthers. Wing T behind Fisher on first and 10. Quick count gives to Hussein, and he spins his way across the 40 down to the 36. Give him six more. This is kind of what we talked about and expected, Mike.
Yep.
Just ground and pound and control the ball. Keep the dangerous Lower Merion offensive players on the sideline for a little bit longer. Panthers break the huddle pretty quickly. O'Connor and Hussein set up behind Fisher. Give is to O'Connor for the first time off the left side. He'll carry a man across the 35 to the 34. So gain of just two there for O'Connor. Panthers mixing it up between three backs here in the early going. Brings up third down and two.
That was a pull and lead, actually, and it never really got started because the defenders' linemen followed their blocks, which is what you're taught to do, and was right there. There really was no place to get started.
We'll get to the Lower Merion starting defense in just a moment, but third and two upcoming here. Reeves to the right, single wing to the right side is O'Connor. Gives to Hussein, and he's got a first down and more. Spins his way across the 30, down to the 25 and 23. 11 more for Zach Hussein, pounding his way for a bunch. Lower Merion defense includes Taj Wheeler, Xavier Stockman up front, Ryan Gilliam, Merrick DeLonzo, Elijah Smith, Aldontra Williams, part of the linebacking crew alongside of Marcus Green. Jalen and Ian Goodman, the twins on the corners, and Deion Davis is the free safety. First and 10 from the 23-yard line. Fisher gives to Daly, flags on the play, and they're going to blow it dead before the play's over. My guess is you're going to have a false start here or some sort of a motion issue here for the Panthers. Mike, you called it earlier. A few too many Panther penalties a week ago. So now they get
offside
Lower Merion. Now you're going to get first and five here. So Lower Merion jumps. Panthers get a free five here.
Or lined up offside.
Yeah. At any rate, they'll move it to the 18-yard line. Fisher runs in the play. They'll snap it from the left hash mark. 9:42 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Panthers started this drive at their own 48. Belleville, tight end to the left. Reeves to the right. Nine in the box. And the give is to Hussein, and he's still going to get a bunch. Good push off that left side. Holbert, Morris, and others. They're going to move the sticks, I believe. Yep. They're going to give him the 12-yard line. Yeah, 13-yard line, rather. And Hussein picks up five more. 27 yards on the first four carries for the Panther fullback. And they'll snap it from the 12. Same two tight end set. Fisher under center. Panthers nearly moving. They are going to get motion here. And give is to O'Connor. He's going to plow his way down near the 5-yard line. I think this is coming back. Panthers in the backfield got a little too far over their toes there. And I think they're going to get motion forward beforehand. Quick shout out to Mr. Mayor out in Southern California. Thanks
actually,
for checking in.
He's in Northern California.
Northern
now.
California.
He's in Sacramento.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just told me the broadcast is perfect. I don't think he's talking about our abilities. I think he's talking about the fact the sound is good.
Right, all right, yeah. We'll give you credit for that, too.
Dad, I'm tugging on my ear, so I know you're out there.
Doing all the engineering. Well, thanks to Pete Fulginetti here helping with the stats and spotting as well. We'll hear from Pete at halftime. But the Panthers get moved back here. It's out at the 17-yard line, first and 15 now. Fisher turns and gives to Nick O'Connor off the left side. He's tracked down from behind that time. Good backside pursuit there from Big 81 Taj Wheeler, 6'3", 245-pounder. By far the biggest player on the Lower Merion roster, which nobody else is listed at more than 220. So O'Connor picks up maybe a yard, maybe two. Second down and 13. Panthers still being patient, moving it well. Tom Foster checks into the game for the first time now. He lines up split end to the right. Tight end to the left is Dan Reeves. On second down and 14, Lower Merion shows blitz. They give off the left side, and this is good hard running by Hussein. I have to tell you, he takes first contact and seems to always fall forward through these first 3 weeks. Nice work there by Hussein. Nobody's really stood him up and driven him backwards in quite a while here. He'll push it down inside the 10 to the 8. Maybe four to go. Well, yeah, they need the four-yard line here. It'll be third down and about and a long four. Hussein is the fullback. Nine in the box, and let's see. We'll see who jumped first. Movement on the right side of the Panther line, left side of the Lower Merion line. Looked like the Lower Merion guy jumped first. I don't know that he jumped into the neutral zone, though. We'll see. Dead ball. They're going to call false start against the Panthers there. So tough break there for Strathaven. It's going to turn this into third down. As they where are they going to march this off? All right. This may change the personnel and the play call here.
Was it the 12 there?
They're going to put that down. It'd be, let's call it the 13-yard line.
Yep.
Panthers need the four. Third and nine. Here we go. Sean Daly, wing to the left. On third and 11, Fisher under center, play fake. He's going to roll to his right, has time. Looking, eyes still downfield, fires at the back of the end zone. Reeves has got it for a touchdown. Dan Reeves, 9 yards deep, reaches up, pulls it in. Deion Davis tried to draw it loose late. Reeves hangs on. Fisher to Reeves from 13 yards, and the Panthers are on the board. Terrific throw, terrific protection, and great patience from Fisher to just wait for his man to work free. First varsity touchdown for Dan Reeves, and a great delivery from the junior quarterback. Emmett Young, the sophomore, on to attempt the extra point. 7:13 to play here in the opening quarter. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg for Emmett Young, and the Panthers are on the board 7-0 after the first drive of the game. See if the Panther defense can hold when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. 7-0 Strathaven after one drive. Drive that took nearly 5 minutes off the clock, 53 yards after good field position. And 13-yard touchdown strike from Jake Fisher to Dan Reeves has him up 7-0. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to and juggled it momentarily, but picked up by Ian Goodman. Looks for room off the left side. Spins up to the 28-29-yard line, but met there by 55, Ryan Morris, and number 10, Ebo Pio. So we'll get to the Lower Marion offense, see who's going to lead the huddle here. It's number 11, Marek DeLonzo, the senior quarterback. Elijah Smith is your running back, and then a bevy of wide receivers. They'll usually go four wide, including Deion Davis, Jalen and Ian Goodman, and Marcus Green. We'll see our Dontrell Williams at times as well. Bram Hollis is your center. He's over the football at the 30-yard line. The rest of the line upcoming. DeLonzo on first down, fires to the outside. Short hopped, incomplete, I believe. Did they call a completion? Looked like he short hopped it. No, now they call incomplete. Okay. Incomplete is the call. Second down and 10 upcoming. Pass intended for Deion Davis over on the far side. Hollis is your center. Will Savastani, your left guard. Will House at right guard. Micah Buckman and Justin Wooten are your bookend tackles. Second and 10 from the 30 as DeLonzo threw it a little short on first down. We'll get to the Panther defense in a moment. But Marek DeLonzo, 2 weeks ago against Chichester, 14 of 35 for 317 yards, three touchdowns and one interception. That's a fine opening day performance for a backup quarterback. And, of course, led the team to a bundle of points last week in the big win over Springfield. Davis split far to the right. Motion man is Helton from left to right. They run the toss, sweep to the right side. This is Elijah Smith, who is wrapped up. Panthers stay home very nicely and wrap him up for a loss, I believe. Good work there by Belleville and John Morris and others. Brings up third down and 10.
Yeah, no gain, absolutely. That was excellent pursuit. There really was nothing there that anybody could do. I mean, the defense had sealed that off completely. There was nowhere to run.
Panther defense led by defensive ends John Morris and Ethan Belleville, Lee Holbert and Ryan Krause in the middle. Ryan Morris, Luke Healy, Nick O'Connor, the linebackers, along with Sean Daly, Chris Rossini, Tommy Foster, and Ebo Pio round out the secondary. Third down and 10. DeLonzo back to pass, looking, has time, steps up, now running out of time, rolling to his left, eyes still downfield, steps up, fires deep, a wobbler down the near sideline, coming back to it, making a terrific catch is number 4, Jalen Goodman. Ball underthrown, but Goodman comes all the way back to the Panther 43-yard line to scoop it. Give him 27 yards on the play and a Lower Marion first down.
That was a heck of a recovery. He was running for his life, and the receiver came back and picked that up very nicely.
No huddle, pistol look now. Twins to either side. DeLonzo looking, firing over the middle. He's got a man, Davis, who's loose in the secondary across the 30, carries tacklers to the 26. Gain of 17 for Deion Davis, and now this is what the Panthers have to be concerned about here. They go no huddle again, up tempo, and the Panther defense need to find a way to keep the horses in the barn, so to speak. Davis split to the right. Elijah Smith in the pistol behind DeLonzo. Back to pass is DeLonzo, firing over the middle, is deflected and intercepted. Going the other way is Tommy Foster, 15-20, down the far sideline, needs a block, dances out of a tackle, and is stepped out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Pass just off the mark, and Foster was at home to pick it off. Well, just when you thought the Panthers' defense is on their heels a bit, there's a Lower Marion turnover, which plagued them so terribly in that first week. Panthers take advantage and dodge a bullet there. 7-0 Strathaven, 5:36 to play in the opening quarter, and Tom Foster's first interception of the season. In fact, the whole defense, their first interception of the season, maybe turns the tide here. Two tight ends. First and 10 from the 32. Give is the fullback, and straight up the middle goes Hussein. He's undercut low by Davis at the 39, but a gain of 7 for the Panther fullback, and the Aces with no answers thus far for power and ISO, just running straight ahead, right at him. 6 carries, 40 yards already for Zach Hussein. Still 5:14 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Panthers lead by 7. Tom Foster split end to the right. Tight end to the left is Reeves. Fisher turns, gives to Nick O'Connor, looking for room off the left side, and he is buried. Micah Buckman, along with 81, Taj Wheeler, on the stop. Gets maybe a yard. Maybe a yard will bring up third down and 2. Clock ticks, 4:44 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Quick score update from elsewhere. Academy Park on top of Great Valley, 6-0 early there. Pencrest on top of Harriton, 7-0. Here, third down and 2. off the left side, straight ahead for a first down goes Zach Hussein to the 45. Give him four and move the chains. They'll spot it right at the 45. Panthers will snap from the left hash and get a few more minutes of the football in their hands.
And based on the way the Aces were moving down the field, they need to hold on to the ball as long as they can.
Indeed. Garnet Valley 7, Ridley nothing. Here, 7-0 Strathaven. First and 10 from the 45-yard line. Back to pass, a little tight end pop pass. It's Reeves again, and he's got himself a first down. Nice fake by Fisher, and they ran it well last week, and down to the 41 goes Dan Reeves for a gain of 14.
Yeah, I like that pass. It's got to give Clancy heart failure every time he tries it, but
well,
I like it.
Fisher to Reeve, two for two tonight. 27 yards total, including the Panthers' score. So got to feel good about that in the passing game thus far. First and 10, they spot it at the 41. Wing to the left is Sean Daly. Gives the fullback Hussein off the right side, and he's pushing his way down to the 35-yard line. Six more for the Panther fullback, and good work by the right side of that line this time. Krause and Healy. Panthers mixing it up. Hussein's going to check out of the game. John Morris checks in. I think this is an equipment issue. The referee stopped the clock momentarily. Clock sits at 3:41 to go here in the opening quarter. Panthers 7, Lower Merion nothing. Keep you posted on other scores momentarily. Here's second down and 4. John Morris into the game at fullback. And back to pass off the play fake is Fisher. Looking, rolling to his right. Has time, fires underneath. It is deflected and nearly intercepted. Looking for Nick O'Connor here in the right flat. And nice work there by Ian Goodman. 5'8", 155-pound junior. Wears number 2. His twin brother wears number 4. That's Jalen. But it's going to bring up third down and 4 as Fisher's first incompletion of the night.
As expected, these corners and safeties close very, very quickly. So that's not a pass that he should be making if they're within 2 feet of each other. There's no way to protect it.
Third and 4. Zach Hussein back in the ballgame, and he has the football off the right side and has himself another first down. He falls over a man to the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Six more, and the Panthers on the move. Four fresh downs for the Panthers. Wheeler checks out. Ian Goodman checks out. Checking in for the Lower Merion defense, Will Savastani on the defensive line, along with 54, Will House. Clock ticks, 3:11, 3:10 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Jake Fisher under center. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Two tight ends this time. On first and 10, this is Sean Daly. Looking for room off the right side. He's got room. One tackle to break. Couldn't do it, but still down to the 15-yard line. Daly for 14. Would have been going for more if not for Jalen Goodman's touchdown saving tackle. Good work there by Daly. His strongest run of the season thus far.
Good open field tackle, too, for Lower Merion. That was really, as you pointed out, if he had made that tackle, it would have been gone.
Ryan Morris leading them through the hole that time. Well done. North Penn 6, Pennsbury nothing. North Penn looking for their first win of the year after a tough non-league schedule to start things. First and 10 from the 18. This is Hussein, who makes one man miss and gets through the hole down to the 6-yard line. Hussein takes 12 more. 68 yards on just 10 carries for the fullback thus far. 2:33. To play here in the opening quarter. They'll restart the clock momentarily. Taj Wheeler checks in. Checking out Savastani. And the Aces defense on their heels again. Panthers trying to convert a turnover into points here. 10 in the box. Give his to Hussein anyway. And he pushes his way, carries the pile near the goal line. Touchdown! He was wrapped up at about the 3-yard line, but good, tough running and a good push from his teammates. And Zach Hussein into the end zone for the fourth time this season.
Back in business.
Well, that's quite a turn of events there. You mentioned in the opening what a turnover, an interception can do to a team's fortunes. And just as Lower Merion was starting to get things rolling offensively, a tipped ball intercepted by Tom Foster at the taken back to the 32-yard line. And the Panthers in the end zone a few plays later. End-over-end kick. up and good from Emmett Young. Plenty of leg. 14-0 Strathaven. 2:13 to play here in the opening quarter. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. See if the Aces can answer right here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Panthers 14, Lower Marion 0, with 2:13 to play here in the opening quarter. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers can make the difference, and for Lower Marion, it's turned the tables quickly. Tom Foster picks off a pass at his own 10-yard line, sets up a 68-yard scoring drive. Zach Hussein punches it in at the 2:13 mark of the first quarter. Emmett Young's got it ready. Kicks it away. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down off the face mask, but then picked up by number 23, Khalil DeVero-Williams, and he is wrapped up at about the 22-yard line. Hit Ian Goodman in the face mask, and then DeVero-Williams does well to pick it up. Ryan Morris it down there first again, making a second special teams tackle of the night. Morris, 19 tackles on opening night, 13 last week, picking up where he left off after leading the team in tackles a year ago as a junior, and 55 is just around the ball again and again and again. All right. Three wides to the right, one to the left. DeLonzo gives to Smith up the middle. Halfback going absolutely nowhere. Panthers read that well. They came crashing down. That's Morris along with 52. Lee Holbert wrapping him up. No gain on the play, and Elijah Smith's first two carries have netted zero. So good work by the Panthers' run defense thus far. Now can they hold up in the passing game? Chris Rossini, Ebo Pio, joined in the secondary by Tom Foster and Nick O'Connor. Panthers was just kind of a quarters look, four guys deep. Second down and 10. Back is DeLonzo. Looking, steps up in the pocket, fires over the middle, incomplete. Looking short for Jalen Goodman. Not sure he was ready for that pass. Ball delivered quickly and low, falls to the turf, and now third and 10 upcoming for Lower Marion.
Not a bad place to put it. It's the old story. When you throw a ball, make sure he's looking at you.
Yeah. Panthers' pass rush has not gotten to DeLonzo just yet.
No, he's, but close. Yeah, I mean, it's pushed him. But, of course, it pushed him the hardest when he made that great completion for, what was it, 25 yards
right.
or 30 yards.
Right. Deion Davis split to the right, two receivers in the slot to that side. Goodman to the left. Back is DeLonzo. Looking. Over the middle he goes. It is juggled and nearly intercepted. Oh, Ryan Morris almost had one. He's frustrated. Had it there at the 40, 35-yard line. Couldn't hang on. And
that bounced so weird. I thought the referee had caught it for a second.
I'm hoping he's okay. I'm wondering if that jammed a finger or a thumb here. He's having some trouble here. Not a good sign there. Morris couldn't hang on to a potential interception, but now he's in some pain here on the sideline. They run the fake punt, and now they throw it to the outside, and first down and more. Panthers were not ready for this, and running down the right side is Ian Goodman. Panthers had confusion. Morris was not quite ready, I don't think, and they had three guys moving around, and they snapped it to the up man, DeLonzo, and he delivers the 4th and 10 completion, takes the ball out to the 46-yard line, gain of 23 on 4th down.
That was a good gadget play and caught Strathaven completely unaware. We weren't even looking for it. That's tough because they almost stopped him after it was caught, but he was out there in space with just one guy. So
Goodman was uncovered at the point they snapped it, so they did well there. Pistol look this time. DeLonzo gives to Elijah Smith. Looking for room off the left side, bounces it out here, and takes it across the midfield stripe down to the Panther 47. Gain of 7 for Smith, and finished that run that time. Put his head down and bowled his way to the Panther 46. We'll call it 2nd down and 2. Daly and Morris on the stop. Ryan Morris still looking like he's having a little trouble here, but staying in the game. Clock ticks. 45 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. 14-0 Strathaven, but Lower Merion on the move again. Three wide receivers to the right. Single set back in the pistol is Smith. Back is DeLonzo. Looking, they swing it out to the flat here with Smith. Has some room momentarily, but nice work by John Morris to track him down. I think he's going to stop him just shy of the first down. He's going to be inches shy of the first. We'll see. Morris. It's funny. Smith got outside of him momentarily, but Morris did well to grab him. And now let's see here. I don't know. They're going to move this ball back. Yeah, they're going to bring up third down. Scopoletti is pleading for another 6 inches here to move the sticks. But third and inches is where we are with 2 seconds, 1 second to play in the first quarter, and Lower Merion's going to take it to the break and talk it over. So 14-0 Strathaven, but Lower Merion showing some flashes here. It'll be third and short for the Aces when we come back for second quarter action. Glad you join us either at Harrington High School, live or on the archive. We've got it here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. Bringing it back for second quarter action here. Strathaven 14, Lower Merion nothing at Harrington High School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Pete Fulginetti will join us at halftime, but he's helping with the stats and spotting in the meantime. Panthers trying to defend against third and inches. DeLonzo is under center. Fullback now is Taj Wheeler. They fake it to Wheeler, and they follow him through the hole, and they'll pick up about four and a first down. Nice work there by the tailback. Elijah Smith picking up four and moving the chains for Lower Merion. So the Panthers.
What's Wheeler's number?
81. Okay. He didn't carry it. He was the lead blocker.
Oh, okay.
25 carried it, and he's coming out of the game. That's Elijah Smith.
I missed that entire thing.
But nice work there. Bring in their biggest, heaviest guy to lead block and follow him through. Paul sits at the Panther 41-yard line. Moving left to right now are the Aces. Two receivers to either side. In at tailback is Ardontrell Williams, the junior. And they toss it to him, looking for room off this right edge. He turns upfield momentarily. He sheds one tackle, two tackles. Panthers sloppy there and wrap him up finally at the 36. Gain of five for Williams on his first carry. Could have been a loss on the play, but
yes.
Panthers did not wrap up very well. Chris Rossini finally in on the stop there.
The defenders who were there almost act surprised that they had an opportunity to tackle him. I'm not too sure what that was all about.
Three receivers to the left this time. One to the right, DeLonzo looks to the sideline. Perhaps gets a new play. Back, looking to his left. Has time. Fires to the outside. It is incomplete. Looking for Deion Davis, who lost his footing at the 29-yard line. Still almost made a circus catch from his rear end.
But I was going to say, he literally fell down, got back up again, and made a play on the ball. Did not happen, but boy.
That looked nowhere close when it left his hand.
That would have been spectacular had he made that catch.
Williams checks out. Elijah Smith checks back in at tailback for third down and five upcoming at the 36. My guess is this is four down territory for Lower Merion, who've already converted a fourth down on this drive on a fake punt. Panthers see if they can bring pressure. Blitz coming. Back now, give inside is to Smith. Ooh. Who's going to push his way right into Lee Holbert, who says no. Holbert stacks him up at the 35, so give Smith maybe a yard.
Wasn't much there.
Yep, and then a flag comes late. Let's see here. Flag comes late post-play here. You're going to get a personal foul. Just don't know in which direction. So we'll see. They're going to spot the football at the 35. Elijah Smith came off the sideline with his helmet in his hand. I'm not sure if that was out of frustration or if he lost it in the course of the play. But dead ball unsportsmanlike against Lower Marion. So third and four is now going to turn into third and 19. Ouch. Tough mistake there for Lower Marion, as they were moving the ball pretty well again. But self-inflicted wound here. It's going to move it back to the midfield stripe. Panthers looking for a defensive call here. Third down and 19 upcoming. Panthers looking for an adjustment here. All right. So, I don't know, is it fourth? Yeah, it's fourth down. Okay. They hadn't, I was saying, the scoreboard and the sideline had not changed it over. So Deion Davis stands deep to punt. Marek DeLonzo is the up man. He can catch it and throw it. We know that. Standing deep to return, Sean Daly and Tom Foster. Davis takes a high snap, but booms one. Terrific kick. Fair catch signaled for and made by Foster at the 16-yard line. Nice work right there by the... Oh, and then a flag comes in very late. Oh, boy. I think you're going to get unnecessary roughness against Strathaven, or you're going to get Laura Marion for complaining about a possible unnecessary roughness call. Fair catch, signaled for by Foster at the 16-yard line, made the catch. And then Strathaven still blocking, and then they are going to... Wow. Laura Marion talked themselves into that one. That was not called in a timely manner, let's put it that way. So the Panthers with some extra blocking there as the whistle blew. And they're going to march this back half the distance to the goal line. And the Panthers will start at their own 8-yard line. So, Panthers, worst field position of the night, but hey, if you move it 5-6 at a time, you can chew up some more clock. That's been the formula so far as they lead 14-0. Two scoring drives in that first quarter.
So, they're at the 9. Yeah, 9, 8.
8-yard line.
8-yard line.
Jake Fisher to Dan Reeves for the first touchdown. Second touchdown, Zach Hussein on a 6-yard run. Reeves split end to the right this time. First and 10 from the 10. And they give it to Tom Foster on the jet sweep. He's going to wrestle his way across the 10 to about the 12-yard line. Give Foster about, call it 3 yards on the jet sweep. So Fisher to Reeves for the first score. Came in about at the 7-12 mark of that first quarter. Zach Hussein scored at the 2-13 mark of that first quarter. And that's where we stand now. 9:50 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers up 14-0. Second down and about 8 from their 11. Gives the fullback Hussein with room off the right side. Sheds two tackles and plows his way to the 26. 13 more. Nice work right there by Hussein to lower the pad level and run through a couple tackles.
He was trying to keep his feet. He went through a couple of them and almost kept his balance. And if he got through the last one, he would have had nothing but green in front of him.
12 carries, 87 yards, and a score for the junior. Give us to Daly off the right side on first down. He's across the 30, out to the 32. Gain of 4 more. Daly, 3 carries for 23 yards. Now put mark it out to the 32, call it. Panthers have some hop in their step. They're breaking the huddle pretty quickly here. Clock ticks, 9:12 and counting to play in the second quarter. Two tight end set. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Gives to Hussein, the fullback. He delays momentarily and then carries his way. They are ripping at the football, trying to cause a turnover, and Hussein just keeps those legs churning. Out to the 41-yard line he goes for 10 more, and another Panther first down. They're going to have to rip, just get their head in there and wrap up. They're just not going to wrestle Hussein down with arm tackling or just trying to pull the ball out.
Well, they might do it once, maybe even twice, but in the meantime, Hussein will have run for an additional 100 yards.
Wooten checks in at defensive tackle. This is Daly off the right side, and he's got some room and a lot of blocker in front. 45-40, cuts inside, is banged down from behind at the 37-yard line of Lower Marion. Is there a flag on the play? What's the discussion here? Let's see. No, they're going to mark that ball at the 36-yard line. And there's an injured Lower Marion player back at the 40. Or is this coming back? I didn't see. Okay. I did not see a flag, but it looks like this may be coming back for holding. Ouch. Tough break there for Daly and the Panthers. I did not see a flag, but that might have been what sprung him. All right, so Daly has a run of 30-plus yards wiped out. And in the meantime, the concern is for 55 Xavier Stockman, defensive lineman for Lower Merion. So we're going to take a short timeout. Be back after some words from our gracious sponsors. Thanks for helping them out as they help us put it on the air every week right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Spot foul, holding call against the Panthers, move it back to their 30-yard line. Brings up first down and 21 for the Panthers. This is a give to off the right side, and Hussein's going to pick up the 37, 38-yard line. So give him eight and 100 yards rushing already here in the first half. Hussein bangs it out to the 38-yard line. Brings up second down and about 13. 8:10 to play here in the first half. A couple other quick score updates. Springfield on top of Upper Darby, 7-0. Marple Newtown, 14. Radnor, nothing. It's 7-0 Cardinal O'Hara early, and now here they run the sweep here, and looking for room is Foster, and he's going to be strung out at the 40-yard line. Maybe a yard or two for Foster. Healy lead blocking, but good job on the Lower Merion defensive side of things to contain and turn Foster back inside. So the Mustang sweep goes for just a short gain.
Good speed and fought off the block. He was out there, but he stuffed it. That's what counted.
Brings up third down and 10 from the 41-yard line. Just haven't been able to get Foster into space yet, which is not entirely surprising against a very fast, very talented secondary. Double wing, Hussein's your fullback. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking, firing the out pattern is delivered high, incomplete. And Foster takes a hit late, and there is the flag.
Yep.
Another self-inflicted wound here for Lower Merion. As that ball was delivered high, incomplete it went. But then a hit came well after the play. Ball was well over everybody's head, uncatchable, and the defensive back decided to take a free shot.
Well, a free shot, and I think the real problem was he went right to his helmet.
So Foster couldn't climb the ladder and haul it in, but still takes a hit for the team there and gets the Panthers a first down.
Yeah, the pass was high. Good play. He was open. I mean, pass had come down a little bit. That was definitely catchable.
So they march it into Lower Merion territory at the 44-yard line and a fresh set of downs here for the Panthers. So fourth and 10 and punt formation turns into first and 10. Two tight ends and a wing tee for the Panthers. From the 44 of Lower Merion, Fisher is under center. Wing to the right, O'Connor gives to Daly off the right side. He's got a little room this time across the 40. Spins his way across the 35 and down to the 32. Ball came out late, and let's see. Scramble for it. Lower Merion thinks they have it. And the officials agree.
And who's got it? Do we know?
Did not see who came up with it. But Daly fighting for extra yards. Had a 13-yard run there, but coughed it up late. And the Panthers give it right back. So both teams can point to some pretty frustrating mistakes. Well, Daly's had a couple long runs wiped out by holding penalties.
The problem when you try to stretch for yards and they stand you up as you are vulnerable.
Three receivers to the right for Merrick DeLonzo and the Aces offense. From the 32, they'll snap it. Give inside is Smith, and he's going to be stood up immediately. Nice work there by Ryan Morris, and the first guy to grab him was 41 John Morris.
I'm sorry, who was running back in that?
Elijah Smith, 25, picks up maybe a yard. maybe a yard, third and nine. So, again, both teams with some frustrating mistakes. Lower Marion with the penalties. Strathairn with a penalty and a turnover now. And Alonzo trying to keep the Aces in it here. Second down and nine from the 32. Has a number of dangerous receivers in the stable here. Two receivers split to either side. Pistol look. Panthers show blitz. Here comes DeLonzo. Blitz is coming. And DeLonzo's going to be swarmed and thrown down for a loss. Belleville and Holbert swallow him up at the 20. And the Panthers get home on the blitz. Loss of 12 on the play. Blitz came. They adjusted to it, and that freed up Belleville coming off the end. And it's going to turn into third and forever. Third and 22 now for the Aces. Caden Kern, the junior lineman, checks out for the Aces. 5:51 to play here before halftime. Panthers trying to get off the field on third down and keep the football
on
the Lower Marion side of the field here.
Either got to try another blitz, which they're not going to do, it looks like. Just cover.
Trips to the right. Back is DeLonzo looking. Has time. Deep ball down the far sideline. Has a man out there, but it's overthrown by a couple yards. Deion Davis well covered by Arian Ford and Chris Rossini. Nice work there by the Panthers, just giving ground. And three and out goes Lower Marion after the Strathaven fumble. So the Panthers turned it over deep, deep in Harriton territory twice last week in the first half inside the five-yard line. Here, turnover not quite as close to the goal line, but still going to set up potentially a short field for the offense with 5:34 to play here in the second quarter. Deion Davis stands deep to punt it. Daly and Foster near the midfield stripe.
He had a nice punt the last time.
High snap. Jailbreak in the end zone. Davis picks it up in the end zone, looking for running room, trying to get out of there, and now has a little room off that far sideline. Steps away from one man, two man. He's still got room, but nice tackle in the open field by Tom Foster. It'll bring up first and 10 for the Panthers at the 28-yard line. So good work by Davis to avoid about four tacklers and a safety. But still, the Panthers will take advantage of another Lower Marion mistake and have terrific field position at the 27-yard line.
Wow, that was quick. I thought he was going to – I really thought he was going to break it open. He looked like he found some running room.
He certainly has the talent. He picked that ball up 6 yards deep in his end zone and took it out to the 27. That's a lot of running. Still, the Panthers trying to cash in now. First down and 10, and now officials timeout. And it'll be Lower Marion timeout. We're going to take a short timeout with them. 5:20 to play here in the second quarter. See if the Panthers can add to a 14-0 lead right here on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. 14-0 Strathaven midway through the second quarter. Trying to cash in after the Aces turn it over on downs. A punt snap goes awry, and it's first and 10 from the 27. Wing to the right is Tom Foster. Give is the fullback Hussein going straight ahead to the 20-yard line. Maybe the 19, but give him 8. And again, strong push from the Panther front five. Well, I'm going to just start calling it the front six, front seven when they go two tight ends. 15 carries, 113 yards, and a Panther touchdown for Zach Hussein, the junior. He's in at fullback. Daly on his left hip at halfback. Nick O'Connor back in at the right half. He's winged to the right, two tight ends in front of Fisher, who gives to Daly off the right side, follows Ryan Marsh through the hole and has himself a first down. Down to the 11. Gain of 8 more, and Lower Marion defense bending further. Just been no answers. really the power game.
They really haven't. Just hasn't been able to stop much.
Panther mistakes, the only thing that have stopped them, really, with turnovers and the occasional penalty. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. Give is to Hussein up the middle, and he's going to dance his way into the end zone for the second time tonight. Hussein from the 10. And the Panthers on the board again with 4:26 to play before half. Little resistance that time, Mike.
Yeah, there wasn't much of a defense there at all. I don't know whether it's a fatigue factor or depressed or whether they were expecting better things for themselves, but they got a whole half a game to play, and they got some, you know, Lauren Merritt's got some abilities. They can connect some of these passes. They can start scoring.
Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point for the third time tonight. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up, and now they're going to blow it dead. I think Laura Marion jumped offside here.
We'll take it on the kickoff then.
But they blew it dead before the kick, I believe. They don't think their signaling kick is good. They're going to move this half the distance, and the Panther offense is going to come back out and go for two. Yep. So, another Lower Marion mistake here. Going to put the ball inside the 2-yard line. And the Panthers will go for it. They just have not. Just have not had any answers. Quick shout to Brian Feely, who's also commenting on the sound quality. Says the broadcast sounds terrific. Brian Feely, head baseball coach at Strathaven. Give is to the fullback, Hussein, who dives off the left side and in for the two-point conversion. 22-0, Strathaven, 4:26 to play here before halftime. Laura Marion going to try to avoid mistakes when they get the football back when we come back. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Strathaven, 22, Lower Marion, nothing. And back for the latter part of the second quarter in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Connor. We'll come back to an Archbishop Carroll score a little later. Here, 22-0 Strathaven, high end-over-end kickoff from Emmett Young is going to come down to number 3, Jaden Helton. Helton with running room up the left side and out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Nice return for Helton, the 5'9", 155-pound junior. Another one of those skilled guys wearing the single-digit numbers. So we were talking to the Strathaven coaching staff before, and he said all their single-digit numbers, any one of them can score from anywhere. Be ready. But nothing on the board yet for the Aces, who will start first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Brian Feely, again, I was saying before the break here, checking in, head baseball coach at Strathaven and longtime defensive assistant here for the Panthers. Glad he's joining us along with others. Trying to get a Ben Salem Archbishop Carroll score momentarily. Here, first and 10 for Marek DeLonzo and the Aces. Motion from left to right. And on the jet sweep, this is Helton looking for room. Cuts back inside, and John Morris there to meet him. Morris with backside pursuit. Ethan Belleville had first contact as well. Give Helton for maybe a yard. Second and 9 upcoming. Clock ticks inside of 4 minutes when they snap it again. DeLonzo hustles in the play.
Tackle was made by Ryan Krause.
Finishing a quick tweet here for the Panthers. DeLonzo, motion again from left to right is Helton. Back to pass on second and 9. They throw a little middle screen complete to Smith, and he's got some room. One tackle missed and into the secondary and into Panther territory. Rossini trips him up at the 43-yard line. Nicely done there. 20 yards on the bubble screen over the middle. Nice play call, nice design, and a nice easy throw to maybe get the confidence back for the Lower Marion quarterback who had missed on four of his last five. Nice work there by Smith, picking up a bunch, and the aces in Panther territory now. They'll snap it from the 42-yard line, first and 10. Trips left, single receiver to the right, and they run the draw to Smith straight up the middle. Panthers ripping at the ball, but not wrapping up Smith until he picks up the 37. Gain of about five. Elijah, seven carries for 19 yards, so they've done kept him contained for the most part, but he runs hard. What do you think, Mike? Well, Smith's going to check back out of the game, and Marcus Green checks in at receiver.
What do I think about?
Well, you tell me
oh,
anything.
Oh, in general? Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. You're
tell
looking,
me what you think. 2:30 and counting to play here before
no,
halftime.
I think this has been a good exercise for Haven so far. Lower Murray's got some real threats out there. They just can't seem to loop it together.
Helton. Jet sweep to the left. Stops, reverses field. They can't catch him initially, but then four, five, six Panther tacklers finally wrap him up back at the 42.
And they also have some serious blocking issues.
So tried a couple of jet sweeps with Helton. Hasn't turned out. So Helton stop for no gain is going to bring up third down and six. Alonzo brings in the play. Clock. 155, 154 to play here in the second quarter. Strathaven up 22-0, trying to keep the aces off the board before halftime as Lower Marion will get the ball to start the second half as well. Two receivers split to either side. Merrick DeLonzo rolling to his left. Looking, firing to the left side. Is going up the ladder to grab it as Deion Davis makes a man miss at the 20. Inside the 15, he's banged down from behind. Good hustle by Holbert to run 25 yards downfield, but Deion Davis down to the 13. Gain of 25 and a Lower Marion first down. Nice big target at 6'3" out there, and he went up high to get it.
I was going
to
say, and he overthrew him, but he went and got it. That was for sure.
112 yards passing now for Merrick DeLonzo. Davis, his second catch of the night. He's got 42 of those receiving yards. Best penetration of the night for the Lower Marion offense. Three receivers to the right. They'll snap it from the Panther 13-yard line. On the delay, it's Smith who shakes out a one tackle, but Belleville says no. Hangs on for dear life and gets a bunch of help. Back to the 18-yard line as a swarm of Panthers wrap him up. Good job by Ethan Belleville to start him and drop him for a loss of three. Healy in there as well. And Smith is going to lose four. They'll move it back to the 17-yard line. Clock ticks. 45 seconds, 44 seconds. Lower Marion still with two timeouts in their pocket. Trying not to give the Panther offense another shot at it before halftime. They break the huddle. Two receivers to either side. Split to either side, slot to either side. Motion now from left to right. DeLonzo rolling to his right. Looking. Firing to the right flat. Has a completion. Looking for running room is Goodman. He goes high, and he's slung down there by Daly, who catches him and drops him at the 8-yard line. And now with 19 seconds left to play before halftime, Lower Marion calls timeout. It's going to bring up third down and short as they spot it at about the 7 or 8-yard line.
Seven.
Let's see. Put it at the 7. So you're going to have third down and 3 with 9 seconds to go. Third and four.
Third and four, yeah. I'm torn. You know, their passing game is so effective. Their kids have such good height. You know, normally you say it's high school, run it, but they've had such difficulty running this. I would. Plus, the advantage is if you go to throw it and you miss, just don't throw an interception, obviously. But if you throw it and miss, you get another play.
Yeah.
Running, you have to call a timeout, which you can do. They've got two more timeouts left,
one,
right?
One to go.
Oh, one to
one
go.
One left.
Okay.
But, yeah, third down and four. My guess is you keep it in the air here, some kind of a hitch or quick hitter, and you certainly have the talent in that receiving core to make a catch and make one man miss. And on a field this size, you know, you make one man miss, you're probably in the end zone.
And in the seven, you know, I'm also a big fan of rolling out because if the quarterback sees light, take it.
DeLonzo from the right hash has a pistol look. Two receivers to either side. Now they run a man in motion from right to left. Looking, has time. He's going to step up in the pocket. Fires the end zone. Complete for a touchdown. Deion Davis slides on his right hip and hauls it in. Aces on the board with 14 seconds to play here before halftime. 22-6, extra point pending.
Well, that was an interesting play, and it worked out well, although it was thrown behind him, obviously.
Well, Deion Davis, big target. They run the slant there, and give credit to the offensive line. I have to say, they've given DeLonzo a nice pocket. He stepped up and delivered a bullet. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg, and it is wide left. 22-6 is where the score will stay. And you know what? We'll keep it right here as well. See if we can get you a couple score updates from elsewhere at this point. Spring Ford up 14-13. Try to keep you updated as well. Oh, let me give one more shout out to my buddy up at WNPV who's been my former broadcast partner on when we were doing these games back in 02, 03 and so forth. Daryl Dobus rolled his fourth perfect bowling game this
week.
Whoa,
I
didn't know it was
a big bowler.
Fourth of his life, a 300 game. So pretty good, Daryl. All right, how about this score? Late in the second quarter, Haverford 41, Conestoga nothing.
Wow.
So Haverford and Jake Ruan, he's the real deal, just a junior. But the Haverford offense picking up where Jack Donaghy left off a couple years ago, it seems. They just have a talented quarterback once again. And Conestoga in some big trouble there, 41-0. Springfield 14, Upper Darby nothing. So Springfield, again, I mentioned at the outset, well, actually before we went on the air, Strathaven has Springfield next week, and I said they're going to have a hard time moving the ball against the Springfield defense. Well, that's exactly what Upper Darby's run into so far tonight. All right, here, 22-6. Lower Marion on the board. High, short kickoff. It's going to come down to Zach Hussein on the run. He slips down at the 32-yard line. So just 2 seconds come off the clock there. Panthers will have it at the 33. My guess is they play this safely and say, look, we'll take it into halftime. But, hey, never know. Never really know here.
I would think so. Just take a knee, call it a day.
I would think so, too. But maybe a pop one and maybe see if you can run a route that they haven't seen just yet.
Well, you could go deep just for fun. The problem is he's because it's a good speed. They intercept.
Yeah,
they
interception could be going the other way. Yeah. And Belleville checks out. Tom Foster checks in at split end. So 12 seconds to play here before half. Strathaven with the ball at their own 33. From the left hash, Reeves tight end to the left. Split right to the far side of the field is Tom Foster. And now timeout called by Brian Scopoletti. Just going to make sure the defense knows exactly what not to do. Yeah. It's just to say nobody gets behind you here with a few seconds to play before halftime. Unionville is on top in their game tonight. Unionville at home tonight in what I almost called the Southern Chester County League. But they're leading Avengrove 14-0 in the Chessmont American game. Garnet Valley 14, Ridley nothing at half. Academy Park looking for their first win. They're on top 14-0 over Great Valley. So with that in mind, and then thanks to Brian Feely, quick score update as well. Archbishop Carroll and Ben Salem, both 2-0, and they are knotted at 6 right now. So
good game.
Tie game 6-6 there. Westchester Ruston on top of East. Westchester East 14-7. We'll get some other scores during the halftime show well.
Looks like we're just in taking a knee. I don't know.
Double wing, fullback, and now shifting into the backfield is Sean Daly. Fisher turns, gives to the fullback Hussein with a little running room, and he is absolutely belted down at the 35-yard line. Big time hit right there by 54, Will House, and the Panthers will say, yeah, that's enough of that. So Hussein takes a big hit for his trouble there on the final play of the half, but the Panthers have to be feeling good about a 16-point lead after the first 24 minutes. 22-6, Strathaven on top of Lower Marion. We'll be back at halftime to hear from the band, a couple of score updates from around the state of Pennsylvania, and certainly a good bit to say here just a couple days from the Eagles opener. I'm sure Pete Fulginetti and Mike will be wanting to chat about that one. So stay tuned. Thanks for joining us live around the archive. Be back in just a few moments on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500. Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCulley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
And welcome back to Herron High School, where we're at halftime, where the Panthers lead 22-6. Strathaven's band has taken the field, and all 400-plus strong, they cover the entire field, and they're about to start their music, so they'll be our background. Pete, I've been relatively impressed with Lower Marion, even though it's been pretty much all Strathaven. Lower Marion shows some real talent, and I think they're probably, I think a couple of offensive line players may be away from being a power, a winning team.
I was really surprised at the way they moved the ball through the air.
You're fine.
Okay, I'm fine. In the first half, the Panthers really controlled the game on the ground. And looking at the second half, there's two things that have to happen. The Panthers have a 22-6 lead, which against this team, Lower Marion, the way they can throw the ball, two things. When you pass like that, you can score quickly.
Yep.
And you use very little clock. So that's all in their favor. So that's what I expect them to do in the second half. What will Haven do in the second half? Well, Zach Hussein, right? He's gained well over 100 yards. He's averaging almost 8 yards per carry. I would keep pounding him. They cannot stop that man. It'll do two things. It'll move the ball, it'll score, and it'll run the clock. So in the second half, the strategy for me, if I'm the Lower Marion Aces, I continue to keep the ball in the air because this is where they're good. And if I'm the Strathaven Panthers, I continue to pound the line with Zach and Sean Daly around the sides.
Well, the thing that's got concern Lower Marion is their passing game is not quite up to snuff. But, of course, their running game is a disaster. So unless they can figure out a way to free these guys in space. Now, again, the Lower Marion passing has been primarily the quick hit, 7-yard pass and let the kid get into space, which is exactly what I think they should be doing, and I agree with you. I would do it more and more. The one interception that Lower Marion threw was just a tip ball. It was really nobody's fault. It was thrown a little hard and possibly that could have been part of the problem. But the bottom line is it wasn't a bad throw. It just what I think Laramie Marion's had a problem with, or their quarterback has had a problem with, has ball placement. He's been throwing behind the receivers. He's been throwing over the receivers. He hasn't been particularly precise, but the receivers are getting separation and getting open.
I'll tell you what, in the second half, if Haven doesn't cover these receivers a little better, this 22-point lead, 22-6 lead could vanish, because Lower Marion has shown the ability with a roll out, the quarterback rolling out. He has number three, Jaden Helton. He has him open quite a bit. He's got great speed.
Yep.
They can score quickly, and I'd be a little if I'm Coach Clancy, and I know we always say pass, 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 but I think this is one game where in the second half you want to run, run, run. Control the ball, control the clock, and if they can't stop number 35, Zach Hussein, keep pounding him.
Well, I think you need a little bit more balance in the run, run,
I
run.
Don't.
But
not tonight.
That only means a couple of passes, just something to free it up. Because, you know, when you get stuck and you're at third and seven, you know, yeah, can Hussein do it? Yeah, but, you know, at some point they're going to get your number on a run. Now, there's nothing wrong with a punt, but I really think that the primary strategy for Haven has to be ball control. Just keep the ball, keep the ball, keep the ball. If you can keep the ball for 7 minutes and score.
You have a 16-point lead, right? You don't need to throw an 80-yard pass and score.
No, I agree.
If you can control the ball, well, like we were saying with the run, you're going to do two things. You're going to burn clock, and then you're going to score. And then that's just going to make it even harder for Lower Marion.
But I just like these little out passes, these quick hitters up the middle. It just pushes linebackers
back. Well, you've got to mix that in a little bit.
That's all I'm saying.
I would go 70-30 run.
But I would only do that in situations where I feel that they're starting to catch on to the run, or they're playing the box too tight, so we want to loosen them up.
I don't think, Mike, between me and you, I don't think Lower Marion's linemen can stop our run.
Between you and me and the 300 people that are listening.
I think in this game, you know, some games Haven just doesn't have the advantage at the line because of their size or whatever. Tonight they do have the advantage, and they've been taking advantage of that in the first half, and I foresee them to do the same thing throughout the second half.
Well, Lower Marion's going to get the ball first, and I think that will really set the tone here. If Lower Marion can come out and score quickly and play some good football, I think this is going to be a game.
Even if Lower Marion does come down and score, it makes it 22 to, let's say, 13, I still run the ball.
Oh, I agree with you.
Because you've been controlling the game on the ground, why stop?
Well, the other thing is, the one thing you don't want to do is give the ball back to Lower Marion. So there's no reason to make a huge effort to try to score quickly. Even if you don't score a victory, if you possess that ball for 7 minutes and don't even get any points, you've had a huge victory in a way of taking the game away from Lower Marion and their potential.
Yeah. If Lower Marion comes out in this third quarter, we always talk about the first plays of the third quarter, how important they are. If they come down and score within, say, 3 or 4 minutes or maybe less, we got a barn burner here. But if Haven can stop them, use 7 minutes to go the other way and make it 30-6, I think this game's over.
Yeah, most likely. Although, as you pointed out, if Lower Marion gets hot and can connect a couple of times in open space, that could change.
Strathaven has got to cover these wideouts a little better,
and they're doing a pretty good job of it. I mean, you know, part of it has been that the passing has not been on the money, so that's given them some out. There's been some terrible mistakes. I think a couple of personal fouls for Lower Marion should have never happened. I mean, they're done some shooting themselves in the foot, but
and on Lower Marion's first drive, remember they were moving the ball really good,
with the interception,
and he overshot his target, and Foster picked it off. Ran it back about 15 yards, or they were probably going in for a score there.
They could have.
So, I mean, Lower Marion has a very, very good – you know, we've been following these teams for years. This is the best Lower Marion team I've seen play since we've been doing this.
Oh, there's no doubt. And unfortunately, the strength of their team is in their skill players, backfield and corners and safeties, some degree the linebackers. They don't have the strength and skill up front. And, boy, if they had –
Big guys up on the line and could control the line of scrimmage.
You know,
they'd be very dangerous.
You got some of them going for you. You got a lot of juniors on this team. You know, I'll be anxious to see how they end up with the rest of the year. In the meantime, before we run out of time, although there's almost 11 minutes left, so we're okay. So we got a little football game coming up here this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
As the season starts.
Well, I want to, instead of predicting the Eagles season, I'm going to break it down in groups of three. I'm going to break the first three games down. I think after the third game, which is against the Giants, their for home opener on the 24th, the Eagles will be 2-1. And here's how I break it down. This Sunday, they open up against the Redskins. The Eagles are better than the Redskins. They've become stronger over the offseason. They've brought in better wide receivers, Jeffries, Torrey, Smith. And the Redskins have lost Pierre Garçon and Jackson. So the Redskins have declined in that area. The Eagles have come up. So I think the difference, if the Eagles play smart and get pressure on Cousins, they should win this game by double digits. I really think that. Next week, game two, at Arrowhead against a team that just blew out the Patriots. I cannot see the Eagles winning that game. The Chiefs are good, really good. They've got three or four guys coming out of the backfield and wide receivers. They all look like the same guy. You know, they're small, they're fast. I cannot see the Eagles winning that game. So after game two, I think they'll be 1-1. Game three, their home opener against the Giants. The Giants have a good defense, but they just don't score enough points. And I think the Eagles will win that. So I think after the third game, the Eagles will have a 2-1 record, and then we'll look ahead to that.
Okay, that's fair enough. This is all on tape, so we'll bring it back and play it for
you. I look
for
a victory this Sunday.
In an attempt to embarrass you to death. And then, right. What do you get any picks for baseball right now, as long as we're starting to get into the October?
Really, my baseball mind has turned off.
Okay.
You know, the Phillies right now, I brought up four guys from their AAA, and you can see the talent starting to show. They're scoring runs, and actually the second half of the season, they've almost played 500 ball. So I think if you're looking ahead to next year, which you have to,
right,
what this team needs to do over the winter is improve their pitching. They got to go out, I don't care how much it costs, and get a stud starter, a number one. They don't have a number one. And then bring up some talent from the lower levels. Mix all those players, those pitchers in with these guys coming up from AAA. And, you know, next year you'll have a decent team.
I think sometimes I wonder if we can just play the tape every year of what we say about the Phillies and say, okay, just hit the tape.
No, I mean, this year, I'm telling you that they've got a long way to go. I'm not predicting any division
or
nothing, but I think they're on their way to improvement, and within two or three years, they should be in the playoffs.
All right, good enough. Well, that's your first prediction you've probably heard from anybody here relative to that. All right, we got about a little over 8 minutes left. We're going to go to a break. And we've got the Strathaven Panthers winning 22-6. It's been pretty much all Strathaven Panthers. Lower Marion scored towards the end of the first half. And we'll be back with the second half of football in just a couple of minutes. We hear from our extremely generous sponsors, HavenFootball.net. High school football never sounded so good.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulcinetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Harrison High School, where we are moments away from Lower Marion and Strathaven getting started here in the second half. But again, Strathaven 22, Lower Marion 6 is where we stand at the moment. Lower Marion with just 10 yards rushing in that first half as a team, but 122 through the air has given the Panthers defense something to think about and something to worry about as the Aces will start the second half with the football. Strathaven, on the other hand, as expected, on the ground. Zach Hussein with 17 carries, 125 yards, and two scores in the first half. And the Panther offense as a whole nearing 200 yards on the ground. Mix in Jake Fisher, 2 of 3 throwing it for 27 yards. Both those completions to Dan Reeves, and one of which ends up, 2 of 4 throwing it, and one of which finished in the end zone for a 13-yard touchdown on a 3rd-and-10 play. Put the Panthers on the board first. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you a couple score updates from around District 1 and District 12. We'll start close to home in the Central League. Big game tonight, or so some people thought. Let's put it this way. I am not surprised by the score up the street at Radnor. Marple Newtown 35, Radnor nothing. At halftime, it will be Mercy Rule later on.
You had said that before we were on the air, that you thought that was just going to be Radnor was going to get their legs cut out from under them.
Redner, again, good start to the season, 2-0. Unfortunate injury to Jack Horvath for the second year in a row with a broken leg is out, and that's probably their best offensive player who is going to miss his senior season. Very frustrating for the Red Raiders, but they have their hands full tonight with the Tigers. 35-0, the Central League co-champs trying to get right in the Central League after a tough loss opening weekend. Harriton on the road tonight in Media against Pencrest, and Harriton's on the board with 7 points, but Pencrest trying to right the ship as well. Looking for their first win of the season, Pencrest 21-7, leading at home down on Barron Road. The big one down on Morton Avenue, Ridley has not found the end zone or the scoreboard yet on their home field. Garnet Valley 14, Ridley nothing at half. Speaking of not finding the scoreboard, Conestoga road game at Haverford tonight. Conestoga isn't on the board, and they are having their hands full containing the Fords offense. 41-0 at half. That will be running clock the rest of the way. Well, there's been an ejection in that game already. Frustration penalties for Conestoga and the Fords looking awfully tough coming off.
Yeah, just coming off of a win. Yeah, win with Ridley. Yeah.
Staying in close to home in the Central League, Springfield on top of Upper Darby, 14-0.
That's closer than we thought.
Apparently Upper Darby has hung tough but had two busted coverages and two long Springfield pass plays for touchdowns. Kyle Long on the receiving end of one of them. He has over 100 yards receiving already. He's a Division I lacrosse recruit who was fantastic as a sophomore 2 years ago, I remember. Sat out his junior year to focus on lacrosse, and now they've coaxed him back onto the football field. And he's going to give the Panthers something to think about next week, along with Jaden McKenzie in the backfield and Phil Shovlin, who was in the state finals of the 100 meters dash last spring, and a quarterback who's 8 for 9 in the first half tonight. The Springfield's going to be very tough for the Panthers next week. But, hey, you never know. Panthers may dial up something, and the Panthers' offense is starting to click here over the last 2 weeks as well.
No doubt.
Staying in Delaware County, Archbishop Carroll and Ben Salem tied 6-6 at halftime. Also, in the Del Valle League. Chichester fell down, fell behind Pope John Paul 7-0. Bounced back to take a 14-7 halftime lead. Chichester trying to go to 3-0 in the early part of the season. Sun Valley 19, Upper Marion nothing. That was 0-0 after one quarter, but the Vanguard's starting to get it going in the second quarter. A little further away from home, but still important already as you start thinking about playoff records and things later on. Bishop Shanahan, 14, Pottstown, nothing. Cardinal O'Hara up 10-0 on Chester. Chester has outgained the Lions. They've held the ball for 17 of the 24 minutes in the first half.
Really?
But still, the Lions on top 10-0.
What was it, on an interception or a turnover?
Weird game.
We don't
know. Yeah, weird game. They've, you know, Chester's controlled the ball, but has not shown up on the scoreboard just yet. Academy Park 14, Great Valley nothing. Academy Park looking for their first win. Closer to home, or closer to my heart, Hatboro Horsham 21, Souderton 3 up on 309. And speaking of needing their first win, how about North Penn gave up 61 to Downingtown East last week and are turning the tide on Pensbury. Pensbury 2-0 in the early going, beat up on a couple of Delaware County teams the last couple of weeks, but now North Penn leading 19-7. Penridge staying up in the Suburban One League all over Perk Valley, 23-0 Penridge at the moment. Oxford 14, Phoenixville 6, Pottsgrove on top of Boyertown 21-7, Upper Dublin on top of Lansdale Catholic 14-0, Upper Moreland trying to go to 3-0, they lead Upper Perk 21-7. Battle of two of the three Westchester teams tonight, Ruston on top of Westchester East 14-7, Henderson leading O&J Roberts, trying to give O&J their first loss of the year, 7-6 late in the second quarter there, and Springfield on top of Wilson Westlawn 14-0. And then William Penn Charter 28, Bonner Prendy 6. A couple of games tomorrow of note. Archbishop Wood, if you want to take a ride up to North Jersey, they have their hands full tomorrow with Bergen Catholic, national powerhouses both. Malvern Prep against LaSalle should be a very good one tomorrow night as well. Springfield Montco against Lower Moreland tomorrow. And Delaware County Christian takes on Jenkintown. Downingtown East Roman Catholic tomorrow. In the city at 1 o'clock. That should be a good one as well. So, again, lots of football to enjoy tonight.
We got a request from the PA guys. They'd like to see our scores. I think just the Central League scores. Are they on your top sheet or are they separate?
They're spread all out, so I can
take that off.
I can, if they bring it back to me, I'm happy to share.
Pete, so, let them have this and make sure they say it's just going to come back the way we gave
it
to them.
There you go. So so Lower Marion just making their way back to the field now as Strathaven's out there stretching out, getting ready for second half action. Thanks again to our buddies at Delco Times and our friends over at GarnetValleyFootball.com and MarpleNewtownFootball.com and so many others that are sharing with scores and chatter during, before, and after games that help us.
And that's what makes it good for our listeners to just stay with us, you know, because they know they'll get up-to-date, you know, coverage of games throughout the area. And that makes it kind of neat because you can just kind of keep the game in the background noise and do your knitting and your – I could never read and listen to a football game, but there's other things you can do.
But, again, some other things, you know, there are nights that we certainly enjoy every minute of whatever is happening in the Strathaven game, but – now, you know, that's not to say that we don't want to find out about what's going on elsewhere.
Absolutely.
As well. It keeps us entertained. Yeah,
and we know our listeners are interested in what's going on out there.
One more quick update from Daryl Dobas at WNPV. Neshaminy 19, Downingtown West 17. So a good one there with the Redskins and
Whippets. I thought he was going to update us on his 400 or his 300 game.
He's already put that out on the tweet. I have yet to congratulate him personally, but okay. He did tweet out his 300 game earlier this week. So that is pretty exciting for Daryl. I'll catch up with him later on. Penwood looking for their first win. They lead 14-7 over Council Rock North, who has continued to struggle over the last couple of years. Methacton, again, getting buried. 41-0 down to CB East, and Methacton just having a
hard
time getting things right with the football program there. So we will try to keep you posted on other happenings in the second half. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti for the updates and thoughts at halftime. We're going to take a short time out, be back for second half kickoff. Strathaven's defense will have to come up big here and slow down this Aces offense, who started to get it going just before halftime. So we'll see what the Panthers can do with their 22-6 lead. See if the Aces can cut into it. We'll come back in a moment on HavensFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Thank you for bringing it back. Harrington High School, second week in a row here, starting to make a home out of it here, Mike.
I got to get a better seat. They got these old steel. They're not bar stools. Yeah. They're like teaching stools. They're not designed to sit in for long periods of time.
Well, gives me a chance to pop in at Campus Corner at Villanova on the way home.
There you go.
I have to get gas in the car on the way home too. I won't even make it that far. If you see me at the side of the road, pick me up. In the meantime, Panthers trying to get the defense back on the field with a long field behind them. Lower Marion, dangerous return men, standing deep. Three guys standing back there include Jalen Goodman, number three, Jaden Helton, and number 22, Ardontrell Williams. So, and also now they sneak number 23 back there, Khalil DeVero Williams back there. And ready to go is Emmett Young. He approaches high, end over, and kicks. Going to drive the man way back all the way to the four-yard line. This is DeVero Williams across the 10, the 15. Bounces off his own man and tumbles out to the 25, 26-yard line. So good work there on the kickoff. Driving him back inside the five-yard line and good coverage and good tackling out to the 26. So they'll start things with Marek DeAlonzo, who in that first half had a interesting half, tough, kind of a strange start to things. Had 129 yards receiving. I'm sorry, 129 yards passing. But I'll get back to that in a moment. Here he's back to pass on first down, looking. See him down the middle. Has a man. Terrific catch near midfield. Foot race, and the Panthers will drag the man down. That's Helton at the 36-yard line. And, oh, fingertip catch on the seam route. And, boy, that's a fast start.
Yep, that's exactly what we were talking about.
38 yards to Helton on his first grab of the night. Five different receivers now have caught a pass from DeAlonzo. And, boy, you're going to have a hard time making a case to take him out of the lineup. He has been awfully good for 3 weeks now delivering the football. On first down, play fake, fire to the flat, complete, and spinning his way is Goodman, and nice work there by Daly to wrap him up immediately. Ian Goodman in the right flat to the 32-yard line, gain of just 4. Goodman's third catch of the night. And DeAlonzo now has completed 6 passes in a row, dating back to midway through the second quarter where he had a stretch there of going, you know, just 3 for his first 8, missed on 4 in a row, including an interception. Now he's hot. Second down and about 6. Back to pass to DeAlonzo, looking to his left, looking, firing over the middle. On the delay, the slant there is Deion Davis, who makes the catch inside the 25 to the 23. DeAlonzo to Davis for 8 more and a first down. Excellent, excellent pass protection. Panthers going to have to dial up something to get to the passer here. Daly on the stop for Strathaven. And the Aces are in business now at the Panther 27-yard line, call it. Three receivers again to the left, one to the right. Elijah Smith is the tailback in the pistol here. Sorry, 22-yard line. Back to pass. Looking, pressure coming, and this time they've got him. They dial up the blitz, and they drop him. Back to the 24. No gain on the play. Well, are they going to give him a... All right, maybe. I think they lose a yard there. Second down and 11. Nice work
they
there
do.
By the Panthers to drop him and, again, dialed up the blitz that time. DeLonzo's been sacked twice now. Morris in on the stop. Brings up second and 11. Panthers down three or four. The front four is just not getting enough pressure by themselves. When they've dialed up the blitz, made DeLonzo move his feet, a little more success. Motion is Ian Goodman right to the left. Back to pass, looking left, for looking for Goodman. It's deflected and nearly intercepted. Off the hands of the receiver, off the shoulder pads of Luke Healy. Popped in the air momentarily, but nobody saw it. First incompletion in his last seven and eight attempts. Brings up third down and 11. So Helton, one catch for 38 yards, couple nice kick returns. Ian Goodman, three catches. Davis, four catches for 57. Jalen Goodman for 20, one catch for 27. Smith, one catch for 20 yards. And all that to say that Merrick DeLonzo, 179 yards passing here with 9:33 to play in the third quarter. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. On third and 11, DeLonzo back. They rush four. Down the middle it goes. It's deflected. Nice work there by Krause. Ryan Krause didn't get there on the pass rush. Got the big hands in the air and knocks it down. Great job by Krause. And it turns it to fourth and 11.
That's what they needed. I'll tell you, you know, if Haven can pull out, get out of this without giving up points, it's going to be a big, big victory for them on this series because they can't, because Haven, Lower Merion came out doing exactly what we thought they should. Throw the ball, move quickly, get the score, and then, you know, kick off to Haven and come back and pick it up.
22-6, Lower Merion trails, and now 4th and 11 for the Panther, 23. Back is DeLonzo, has time. Down the middle it goes. Bass thrown just off the mark, incomplete. Looking for Ian Goodman at the 15, just a hair behind him, and it falls to the turf. Three straight incompletions gives the Panthers the football back at their own 23-yard line. And now time for a clock-chewing drive if you're a Panther fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you're right, Mike. Panthers dodge a bullet there, but give credit to the defense there to dial up the blitz on that second down play. Change the fortunes a little bit. On first and 10. Give is to Hussein, who bounces off the first man and carries the pile across the 30 out to the 31. Gain of 8 for Zach Hussein, who's, I would think, going to sleep well tonight. 18 carries already.
I'm going to sleep well watching him.
Yeah. Good work there for the junior fullback. Career high now by far in rushing. It's gotten a little bit better each week. Panther offensive line has gotten a little bit better each week as well. Second and 2 from the 31. Gives to Daly off the right side, who's got a little room and has a first down across the 35 to the 37. Daly for 6. So Daly, 6 carries for 50 yards on his evening. And Xavier Stockman back into the game. Good sign there for Lower Merion. He was out with an injury late in that second quarter, but he's back at it. Good news there. Lower Merion with 8-9 in the box now on second down. Or first down, give is to Hussein across the 40. Still driving that pile to the 42-43-yard line. Give him 6 more. First contact comes at about 3 yards. And he still gains 6. Excellent work there.
Yeah, they really don't have an answer for him.
Second down and about 5. 8:05, 8:04, and counting to play here in the third quarter. Two tight end set, Reeves to the right, Belleville to the left. Wing to the right is Nick O'Connor. Give is to Hussein off right tackle, and he's going to be shy of a first down, I think. We'll check the spot. It's going to be very close to that 48-yard line. We'll see. And they're going to move the chains. Give him 4 and another first down. And every time they move the chains there. Go ahead, Mike.
Who was that?
Zach Hussein.
Oh, was it?
Fullback.
Was it? I thought it was somebody. Okay.
Every time they move the clock, every time they move the chains, rather, figure another 2 to 3 minutes off the clock as long as they keep running it. Again with two tight ends. Panthers to Hussein one more time. Straight ahead off the left side. He's going to drag people out for 11 more yards to the Panthers. I'm sorry, to the Aces' 42-yard line. Give him 10. Move the sticks again. Aces just bending further. And, again, this front five, front seven, really, for the Panthers with the two tight ends and the wingbacks just pounding away. Daly off the right side. He's going to dance his way back inside across the 40 to the 37. Five more for Sean Daly. Just a little nice little changeup once in a while there. The Panthers throw with Daly. Second down and five. Clock ticks, 7:03, 7:02 to play here in the third. Panthers leading by two scores, 22-6. And at this rate, Panthers looking for more. Fisher under center. Same formation, same nine-man front, and still they give it to Hussein off the left side and down to the 30-yard line he goes. Nothing fancy about it.
And we practically put a name tag on him and said, here he is.
We're going to run left, or we're going to run right, or we're going to run up the middle and see if he can stop it. 6:40, 6:39 and counting to play here in the third.
And the answer to stopping it is, so far, no.
No. Panthers stopped themselves with a fumble deep in Lorimarian territory late in the second quarter, but otherwise, you're right, Mike, no answer. Here's Daly off the right side. He's going to turn it upfield and take it to the 25-yard line. Daly for five more. Brings up second down and five. Daly, eight carries for 60 yards. Panthers now well over 200 yards of on the ground tonight. John Morris. I'm sorry, not Morris. That's Belleville into the game at tight end to the left. Hussein is your fullback. They go two tight ends to the left, and now they're going to move Reeves to split end to the left side. Split left is Dan Reeves on second down and five. Give is to the fullback, and lots of room for Hussein again, and he's going to dive his way inside the 20 to the 16. Nine more for the fullback. House on the stop for Lower Merion, but Panthers will move the chains again and move the clock a couple more minutes. Panthers in a rhythm here. Started this drive back at their 23-yard line after the defense with a sack and three straight incompletions forced. From the 16, Fisher gives to Hussein again. Straight off right tackle, cuts back to his left, and is tripped up inside the five. Ball came out, but they're going to say he was down first. Ground caused the fumble there. Ethan Belleville dove on it in the end zone, but Hussein's going to be marked down at the 3-yard line. Give him 13 more. He's up to 182 yards on the ground. And first and goal to go. Sticks on the ground on that far sideline. Jake Fisher's bringing in the play. And the Panthers methodically pounding away.
Now, this is almost textbook of what we all called for.
Two tight end set. Fisher under center. On first and goal. Gives the fullback Hussein off the right side. They've got him stacked up this time. Good penetration, not a whole lot going on at the point of the handoff even, and Hussein takes it to the one, gain of two, second and goal to go. Lower Merion with substitutions, getting a bigger goal line package in there. Clock ticks, 4:33 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers leading by two scores, looking for more. Second and goal from the, let's see. Nobody signaled touchdown. Fisher is in the end zone.
A couple of Haven players did.
But if this is against Lower Merion, I'm not sure why they would, let's say, dead ball, offsides,
offside Lower Merion
prior to the snap. Okay. All right. So they're going to move this.
Yeah, I can't about, do it. I'm already on the one.
Yeah, to about 8 inches away from the goal line. And Fisher on the quarterback keeper. Has two rushing touchdowns coming into tonight. But we'll see what they come up with here. All right. 4:20, 4:19, 4:18. This plays right into the Panthers' hands.
That's right. 5 minutes for the game time.
Start the clock again. Here we go. Fisher under center. 10-man front. No flag on the play. Fisher dives his way off the left side, and we'll see. Still no signal. When they unpile, I'm going to wait for – they're going to say Fisher's –
yep,
there
touchdown.
It is. Okay. Anticlimactic. Fisher's laying half his body length in the end zone. They get the signal, and more importantly, the Panthers get the 6 points. Jake Fisher's third rushing touchdown of the year comes at the 4:02 mark of this third quarter. And that's the recipe. Stop, score, and maybe stop again here on defense. But Emmett Young looking for his third extra point of the night as Fisher pounds it in from the one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg, and Young is right down the pike again. All right. 29-6, Strathaven on top of Lower Merion. See what the Aces can do when we come back. Glad you join us on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Strathaven 26, Lower Merion 6 with 4:02 to play here in the third quarter. Jake Fisher takes it 1 yard on the sneak, caps a 77-yard drive after the defense stands tall at the 23-yard line. Emmett Young ready to kick it away. Young has it teed at the right hash, approaches, end over end kick's going to come down at the 10-yard line to number 23, Devereaux Williams, who looks for room off the right side. He is stacked up. Ebo Pio and friends have him there, along with John France, I'm sorry, number 32, not 22, 32, another sophomore, John Prochniak. So, from the 25-yard line, the Aces will try to get some rhythm going for this offense as they started very well on their first few plays coming out of halftime, but then stalled after a blitz kind of shook them up. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Into the quarterback is Matt O'Connor for the first time. They give straight up the middle to the tailback Elijah Smith, who drives his way out to the 29, maybe 30-yard line. O'Connor in the game for the first time at quarterback this season. Was the anticipated, projected starter, really, until an injury changed plans. DeLonzo had done quite well. But here, Smith takes it for five. He's up to 20 yards now on 9 carries. Panther defense has done well in containing the run game. Four wide receivers, O'Connor. Back to pass, looking for the first time. Floats it to the right, to the left flat, and he's got Smith running room. First down to Moore, 40, 45, and out to the 48-yard line he goes. So, good work there by O'Connor. Nothing downfield. Dump it to your check down. And
he was wide open. There was nobody covering him.
Margaret of the 49, gain of 19 on O'Connor's first pass of the game. That's two grabs now for Smith for 39 yards receiving. First and 10 from their own 49. Matt O'Connor, the junior, 6'2", 185-pounder. Trying to get the Lower Merion offense back on track. His first drive of the season. Deion Davis split to the right. I'm sorry, split to the left. Split to the right is number 4, Jalen Goodman. On the jet sweep, looking for room is Kelton, who's going to turn his way right into the arms of Ethan Belleville. Good pursuit by Ethan. Takes him all the way back at the 40-yard line, Belleville. Defensive positional player of the week in the Central League last week at defensive end, and drops him for a 9-yard loss. So Helton, 3 carries for negative yardage now on the evening.
That was a beautiful defensive play. There was nowhere to go. I mean, it never got off the ground. Looked pretty for about a second and a half. The speed was good.
Second and 19. Davis split to the left. Two receivers in the slot. That's Ian Goodman and Jaden Helton. Back to pass. O'Connor looking to his left. Now down the middle he goes. It's deflected and intercepted. Ebo Pio's first career interception off the hands of the receiver. And Pio hauls it in and falls down at the 50-yard line. Second pick of the night for the Panthers secondary. And the sophomore forces the turnover. Well, talked about it early in the game. If there was pressure on the quarterback, they might throw it to the other team. And the Panthers, not a lot of pressure on O'Connor, but the pocket started to collapse on him a little bit. Ball thrown just off the mark behind the receiver. Could not haul in, and now the Panthers are going to have to call timeout. They broke the huddle with 12 men. They were about to get the flat. Well, now, let's see here. Panthers broke the huddle with 12 men. Coach Clancy wanted a timeout. And, all right. So now he's going to say, forget that. I would think he's going to say, scratch the timeout. You're not going to charge me a timeout and a penalty here. Coach Clancy trying to save himself the 5-yard penalty. But, all right, at any rate, they'll march it back to the Panther 46-yard line. They move right to left here in this third quarter, leading 29-6. So first and 15, the Panthers shift to a two tight end set. Belleville to the left, Reeves to the right. Zach Hussein is your fullback. On first down, gives to John Francis, the freshman, looking for running room off the right side, and he spins his way to maybe a yard.
He's got great speed if he can get loose.
Indeed. So Francis, just a freshman. He's going to check out of the game at the moment for Sean Daly. Fisher brings in the play. 126, 125 to play in the third. Second down and 14 for the Panthers. Reeves, split end to the right. Tight end to the right as well. Fisher on second and 14. Toss play to the right side. Looking for Ruma is Hey Hussein with a head of steam across the 50, 45, down to the 43-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about four. Nice gain on the play indeed. Give him another nine or so on the carry. Brings up third down and about four. Unofficially, Zach Hussein, 26 carries for 193 yards and two Panther scores. He's the fullback. Wing T look here on third and four. Gives to Hussein off the left side, and he's going to drive his way. Boy, he just stays underneath the pads of the first man who hits him. Follows Lee Holbert off that left edge, and I think he's got a first down. We'll say now they're going to say just shy. They're going to mark this inches short of a first down.
He is just short of the first down.
All right. It'll be Fisher is going to bring in the play as the Panthers trying to put this thing away here with another drive as the third quarter reaches its conclusion here. Coach Clancy waving from the sideline saying, hold the ball. Don't break the huddle. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. We'll take it to the fourth quarter, switch sides, and see if they can convert on fourth and less than a yard. So, good Panther quarter there. Defense held. Offense cashes in one more time with a long drive and a touchdown. 29-6, Strathaven on top. Be back for the fourth quarter in just a moment. Glad you joined us live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter, Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulgenetti with the stats spotting and our fantastic halftime guest. Strathaven leads 29-6. Looking for a first down here, fourth and inches from the 39. T formation behind Fisher. Gives the fullback first down and more for Hussein, who pushes his way to the 35. Gain of four more as they follow Big Lee Holbert for a bunch more.
I think that puts him over 200, doesn't it?
I have him at 201 on his 28th carry of the night. Score sheet is running out of room here. A 200-yard game. It's been a while since we've seen a Strathaven back for, go for 200 yards, and Hussein's going to come out and get a breather here. First and 10 from the 39. John Morrison at fullback. 36. Rather. Tom Foster split end to the right. Wing to the right as well. Motion man, play fake, back to passes Fisher. He wants it all. Foster is out there behind the defense, holds it in for the score! Ground and pound, and then take it to the air. Foster from 36 yards out. Beautiful delivery from Fisher. And there's the dagger with 11:30 to play.
It's amazing, just amazing.
Well, your quarterback hasn't thrown the ball in. Quarterback hasn't physically thrown a ball in about an hour, and that could not have been delivered better. Beautiful throw and catch, Tom Foster. His first grab of the evening goes for 36 and a score. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is good. Emmett Young pounds it through. 36-6 as Jake Fisher delivers and Foster takes it to the house. We're going to take a short timeout. Thank our sponsors one more time. It's all Panthers here in the early fourth quarter. Glad you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Strathaven 36, Lower Marion 6. As Tommy Foster's second touchdown in as many weeks here at this field. Had a 39-yard post pattern last week. Tonight, 36 to the house. With 11:30 to play here in regulation. End over end kicks. Going to drive Williams back to the 5-yard line. Straight up the middle he comes across the 15-20. Has room on this left edge, and he's banged out of bounds. Grabbed by the shirt tail. No, he's not. Stayed in bounds there, but nice work there by number 6, James Harper, the sophomore, hanging on by the shirt tail to hang on and make the stop here. But nice return there for the Lower Marion junior, wearing 23, Khalil DeVero Williams. Give him 28 on the return out to the 33-yard line, and we'll see if the Panthers can continue to hold against the Lower Marion offense, who has Marek DeLonzo back into the game at quarterback now. Jake Fisher, 3 of 5 passing for 63 yards tonight. DeLonzo. Little busted play, and down he goes. Give Belleville another tackle for loss back at the 28-yard line. He turned to his right. There was no back there and ran into his own man, and they're going to lose a few here. Back to the 29. It's going to bring up second down and 13. So DeLonzo has been stopped three times for a loss now. Two sacks, and now that rush that went backwards. So second down and 14, call it. Two receivers to either side. Pistol formation here, dotted by Elijah Smith. Back to pass. Looking, now rolling to his right. Eyes downfield, firing to the right side. Complete on that far sideline, making one man miss and diving his way across the 39-yard line is number, stand up, young man, number two. That's Ian Goodman, not to be confused with his twin brother, but Ian's fourth catch of the night will bring up third down and about 5. Nice gain of 9 on the play. He caught that right at the original line of scrimmage, honestly, and made a nice move to get free. Panther defense will still have their hands full here on 3rd and 4 from the 39. DeLonzo sends a man in motion from right to left. He's rolling to that left side. Looking. Heavy pressure now. Lets it go, and it is incomplete. Excellent coverage by Ibo Pio that time. Just no window to throw the ball there, and Jaden Helton couldn't get a hold of it at midfield.
Yeah, the cornerbacks and safeties have definitely increased their play and tightened down their coverage. Matter of fact, in the last several plays, the only thing that's really been reasonably successful has been when the play's gotten broken up and the receivers started running all over the place, and I think they were trying to stay in some kind of a zone.
Panthers trying to hold on fourth and four. Aces trying to keep it alive here with 9:54 to play here in regulation. Shotgun look. Rolling to his right is DeLonzo. Looking. Heavy pressure. Firing to that right sideline is complete. Ian Goodman out at the 47-yard line, I believe. Well, are they going to say inbounds? Yes. Yep. I thought it looked good over on that far sideline. Out to the 47. Didn't need much. Didn't get much. But seven is enough to move the sticks. And a fresh set of downs here for the Aces. They'll spot it at the 47-yard line.
And that was another shoestring catch. It was very low at his feet.
Yep.
I tell you, the receivers have really, in many of the cases, made these passes work where they've not been particularly well thrown.
194 yards passing on 20 attempts here for DeLonzo. Now he's under heavy pressure again. Busted play once again. They're going to stop him for a loss. Well, now he's going to get back the original line of scrimmage. Nice work. That could have been a loss of seven. Instead, we'll say no gain as John Morris wraps him up at the 47. Second down and 10. Good work by DeLonzo to get out of trouble momentarily. Try to keep you updated here in the rest of District 1. Haverford 47-0 on top of Conestoga now. See what else is new when we can. But second down and 10 from the 47. Deion Davis split to the right. They go with like a stack formation to that right side. Back looking for that bubble screen. They've aimed for Davis off his hands and intercepted, deflected, and into the arms of number 45 into the game is Brian Gunn, the sophomore. Into the game for the first time in the secondary. Davis couldn't haul it in, and Gunn with his first ever interception at the 44-yard line. That's the third pick of the night for the Panthers secondary.
Well, that's got to be an exciting moment for Dunn, huh?
Three interceptions tonight, all off the hands of receivers. And that's just a tough, tough break for a quarterback in those cases. Chris Rossini checks into the game at quarterback now. So the Panthers bringing in some substitutions here with 8:39 to play in the fourth quarter. Arian Ford sets up as a tight end to the left. Rossini under center from the 44-yard line. Give juggled momentarily and then scramble for it. Ball is loose and running the other way is Big 81. The ball went right into his arms and going to go 44 yards for a touchdown is Taj Wheeler. The exchange was juggled and Taj Wheeler is going to go 44 for the score. Well,
what do you do?
You got to love that they try to empty the bench a little bit and suddenly it takes one play for Lower Marion to get back on the board. That did not take long.
Wow.
So, extra point upcoming. Taj Wheeler, I will have to say, you never, you know, you don't like to see Strathaven giving up points at any level. And you got to love when a defensive lineman gets rewarded. I don't care who it is.
That's true.
Here we go. Under center is Marek DeLonzo. Wheeler lines up at fullback. Dotting the eye is Smith. Back to pass is DeLonzo. Firing to the pylon. It is caught for a two-point conversion, I believe. Waiting for the signal.
Yep.
Yes. Complete to Deion Davis for the two-point conversion. 36-14 is your score. We're going to take a short timeout and be back to see if the Panthers can answer. Glad you're joining us live on the archive on havenfootball.net.
The
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Taj Wheeler goes 44 yards for a score on the fumble return, and Lower Marion now with a little bit of life, 8:26 to play here in the fourth. Would not shock me to see an onside kick attempt. Strathaven 36, Lower Marion 14. 8:26 to play here in the fourth. And let's see, there's still, Lower Marion gets its 11th man on the field. And waiting is DeLonzo. Ebo Pio awaits deep to return alongside of Tom Foster, but I don't know if they're going to kick it back there. We'll see. DeLonzo does try to squib it. It's going to go sideways and not 10 yards, out of bounds. Illegal procedure will be the flag, and so the Panthers will take the football, and we'll try to get you an update on other scores. So 36-14, see if the Panthers can get back to a different look on offense here. Yep, okay, you've got some substitutions in there now. John Prochniak is your fullback. Johnny Francis in at halfback. Arian Ford is in there as well. 53, Chris Tagliaterra on the line. Checking in is James Harper at halfback. I'll try to get you updated on the rest of the offensive line momentarily, but Alex Jihadi is in there at guard. So Panthers will start where the ball went out of bounds. So excellent field position here for the Panthers from the 46-yard line. And Chris Rossini will try to get the offense going here. Prochniak, your fullback. Francis, halfback to the left. Give is to Prochniak off the left side. He's going to dive forward across the 45 down to the 41-yard line. Gain of 5 for the sophomore.
I'm sorry, who carried that?
32. Prochniak, just the sophomore, but getting some time on for Friday night here, so good sign here for the Panthers, who did not get to play a JV game against Harrington the other day. So right, there's some frustration there that their guys did not get a game. So let's hope that the JV has an opportunity this week coming up. Under center, Rossini on second down and 5. Give is to John Francis, who dances his way, hops over one tackler, and he's going to push his way to the 36-yard line for a gain of 5. Francis, nice feet there. Little dance in the hole momentarily, and then hopped over some prone bodies for a gain of 5. That will, no, not quite 5. They're going to say 3rd and inches upcoming here. Rossini will jog the play in, and they'll snap it from the right hash. Clock ticks, 7:18, 7:17 and counting to play here in regulation. Panthers up 36-14. Ben Salem and Archbishop Carroll tied at 13 midway through the fourth. Keep you posted there. Sun Valley winning big, 33-0. Motion man gives to Prochniak, the fullback, who's going to push the pile forward across the 35, down to the 33 for a first down. Gain of 3 on the play. A host of tacklers for Lower Marion. 34-7. Pencrest going to get their first win of the year, it seems. They lead Harrington at the moment. So we'll keep you posted on changes there. 54-13, Haverford on top of Conestoga at this point. Here, 1st and 10 from the 33. Prochniak is your fullback. Wing to the left is John Francis. Give is to James Harper off the left side. He's going to cut back, run through a tackle, still on his feet, down to the 20-yard line. And James Harper rips off a bundle. They'll spot him at the 18 as Harper goes for 15 more on his first carry of the night. Panthers continuing to pound away on the ground here. They're going to be over 300 yards rushing I believe, when it's all said and done. Daly with 60. I have Hussein for 201. And now several others starting to add to the total. First and 10 from the 18. Wing to left is Francis. Tight end to the right. It's Harper off the left side one more time. He's going to cut himself inside and still carry tacklers. Inside the 15, down to the 12. Harper for six more. Talented sophomore class.
He's getting some experience.
And freshmen. You've got Evan Blake in there at tight end now as well. He and Francis, two freshmen seeing varsity time this year. So we'll see where the Panthers dial up here. Football just shy of the 10. Call it the 11. Second down and about 2.5. Prochniak is your fullback. Two tight end set. Francis goes in motion. It's Prochniak looking for room. He's got a first down and more. He'll dive down to the 5. Gain of 6 more as the Panther fullbacks continue to pound away. 5:20 to play here in regulation. Panthers knocking on the door for another score here at Harrington against Lower Merion. So again, fun night here for Lower Merion. Good crowd on hand. There's a lot of Saturday afternoon games for Lower Merion, which whose home field does not have lights, so that when they get to come up here at their sister school in the Lower Merion School District, it a very different, much bigger crowd, which is fantastic. Inside of 5 minutes to play now in regulation. Panthers first and goal to go from just inside the 5. Prochniak is your fullback. They turn and give it to fake to Francis. Back is Rossini. Looking's going to keep it himself, ooh, and he'll be dropped for a loss. Down back of the 8-yard line, and Rossini took a heavy hit for his effort. Play fake there, and have to hope that he doesn't take any more hits. That's a starting cornerback there. So hoping he doesn't, we don't see that again. Second down and goal from about the, call it the 8 now. Blake, tight end to the left. Arian Ford to the right. Give is to Harper off that left side, and he's going to be stacked up. They were waiting for it that time. No gain. No gain on the play. Harper, nothing doing. It brings up third down and goal. So Strathaven, as we mentioned, takes on Springfield next week. Then finally, we'll get a home game, albeit with Garnet Valley. And no easy task there.
Yeah, and coming off of the game with Springfield, which win or lose, that's going to be a tough one.
Yep. And at the very least, Mike's going to get a very comfortable chair.
That's right.
Back at George L. King Field two weeks from now.
And assuming it hasn't been ruined because the booth is was stripped down, the walls were taken down, and it was right in the middle of those rainstorms. I have no idea what they did to protect everything.
All right. More on that in a minute. Third and goal from the 8 here. Panthers from the left hash. Rossini under center. Wing T behind him. A toss play looking for room is Francis with speed down this near sideline. Cuts inside, and he is into the end zone for the first time. But there's a flag on the play back of the 5. First varsity touchdown for John Francis, I think, is coming back. I think you're going to get an illegal use of the hands or a hold. Illegal block at the 5-yard line. It's going to bump it back to the 10. Points taken off the board there. Another frustrating penalty here for the Panthers, but we'll see if Francis and friends will get into the end zone in some other way here as they'll replay third down. I was going to say, Mike, besides that it's just the first home game in 2 weeks and you get to sit more comfortably, if you have not had a chance to look carefully at the website, there is going to be a fantastic evening for the music department that night as we pay tribute to the late Jack Hunts, who passed over the summer. Band director at Strathaven, there's going to be fantastic performances, alumni band performance. It's going to be a special night, so we hope you can join us in person 2 weeks from tonight at George L. King Field. Here, third and goal to go now from the 15-yard line. Rossini under center. Motion man is Francis. They toss it to him again. They'll try the same play one more time. Off the left side he goes. He spins his way, still on his feet, and flag on the play again at the 10-yard line. I have a feeling they're going to get a repeat of what just happened here. They're going to call illegal block one more time and move it back to the 20. You know, you might get Emmett Young on to attempt a field goal at this rate, the Panthers were inside the 5 and now suddenly back at the 20 with 3:07 to play in regulation. So we'll see. We'll see what they can come up with. Don't know that you want to put the ball in the air here and risk your quarterback taking a hit. Be interesting. So again, same call, illegal use of the hands against the Panthers.
I think it's on the same blocker as well because he was like throwing his arms up. What am I doing wrong?
So back to the 19-yard line now.
And to answer and to further your the first home game against Garnet Valley, during our halftime, we will go to the 6-minute interview we conducted with Jack several years ago and play that as part of our halftime experience.
Great idea.
That was Pete's idea, actually.
Wing to the right is Harper. Prochniak and Francis in the backfield. Is Prochniak the fullback off the left side? He'll get a couple. He'll get a couple and then get pounded into the ground at about the 17. So gain of just 2. It's going to bring up fourth down. That gets the clock restarted there. Clock ticks. 2:50 and counting to play here in regulation. Rossini is going to stay on the field and bring the play in. Wonder if they just say, "Look, run your best offense, run your best running play. don't put it in the air. Don't take any chances. We'll get the defense back out there." 2:31 and counting to play in regulation. Panthers fourth and goal from the 17-yard line. Wing to the left is Francis. Rossini is your quarterback. 9 in the box, play fake, and then they run the Mustang sweep. This is Francis off to the 15-yard line, cuts inside, and he's banged down at the 10. So gain of 7, but the Lord Marion defense holds. Panthers have a touchdown wiped off the board there, but Francis, busy guy on that series. Only one official carry to show for it. Just on that series. He's up to 3 carries for 13 yards. Now is Strathaven spreading it around. But they turn it over on downs here, and the Lower Marion offense back on the field with 2:13 to play in regulation and see what they can come up with. Some substitutions now for both teams. Panthers defense has Ian Gunn at linebacker, Chris Aguilera at defensive line, Arian Ford back in the defensive backfield, along with number 20 Perry Sosi, Zane Mazur, and Jais Davis at safety. And coming in at quarterback now for the first time is Roger Roberts. Sophomore wears number 1, 6 foot, 170-pounder, and he'll direct the offense. First and 10 from their own 10-yard line. The Aces moving right to left. In at defensive tackle, Jack Henry, the sophomore for the Panthers. Shotgun look. Give, and first down is to number 27, who shakes and bakes his way out to the 17-yard line. That's Deshaun Jamison, a freshman. Jamison out to the 7. They're going to mark him down. They're going to say his knee touchdown at the 16. So Jamison, just a freshman. Good wheels from what we can see after one carry. Second down and 4. Clock ticks, 1:48 and counting to play here. In regulation, Prochniak in the game at linebacker for Strathaven. Number 58, Michael Golay in at defensive tackle. On second down and 4. Give is to Jamison right up the middle, and he's driving his way across the 20 out to the 22. Gain of 6 more, and Jamison will move the chains. So Lower Marion will fall to 1-2 on the season. Panthers move to 2-1 before a tough stretch over the next couple of weeks with Springfield and Garnet Valley upcoming. Trying to get you a couple other score updates. O'Hara on top of Chester 24-6.
We heard anything on the Ridley game?
That's what I'm looking for now. See if we can come up with it here.
You know how demanding I am.
Marple Newtown 45, Radnor 14. See what we can do there to... Unionville's gone final, 14-6 over Avengrove. But here, first and 10 from the 22. Roberts, give is to Jamison, and he's going nowhere this time. He's dropped for a loss. Nice work there.
Turn around.
By 54.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Nice job. Alex Shehadi drops him back at the 20-yard line. So losing 2 is Jamison. Still looking for Garnet Valley, Marple Newtown, or I'm sorry, Garnet Valley Ridley update. Let's see here. Clock ticks, 28 seconds, 27 seconds, 25 seconds. They're going to break the huddle. Four wide receivers, two to either side. Roger Roberts in the gun. Tailback behind him because we're inside of 10 seconds. Give is to Jamison. One more time off the right side. Shahadi in on another stop. Along with 45, Ian Gunn, who had an interception earlier. But the clock will melt on this one, and the Panthers have their first winning streak of the season. 2 weeks in a row, they've come to Harrington. 2 weeks in a row, they're going to go home with a happy, smiling bus ride. 36-14, the Panthers over the Aces tonight. Glad you've joined us. We're going to take a short time out, be back for a quick recap and plans for next week. Be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening. Live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you again. And the Panthers, for the second week in a row, are going to jog over to the marching band, helmets raised high and smiles down on that sideline. Panthers 36-14 over Lower Merion tonight. A dangerous Lower Merion offense kept largely in check, and they played it safe for most. The Panther defense played it safe most of the night, kept people in front of them. Nobody got behind them really more than once, and it certainly didn't burn them. Panthers generally tackled well, and it just took a couple of deflected balls, you know, passes maybe not perfectly on the mark, but catchable, true, certainly catchable, and off the receiver's hands, and three times the Panthers come up with interceptions off of deflected passes.
Well, you know, Lower Merion needed to pass. The Panthers knew they needed to pass. They were all the Panthers were looking to pick off a ball. They knew it was coming. They felt pretty comfortable that Lower Merion was not going to be able to do much on the ground, so they had to go to the air, so they're looking for it. But a good general outing for Strathaven. Still a little sloppy, some of the ball handling, some of the penalties shouldn't have happened. Obviously, somebody's got to sit down and talk to one of the guys about what constitutes illegal use of hands. But other than that, a good outing, a good strong way to go into the Springfield game where they're going to have their hands full in every aspect of the game.
Springfield leads Upper Darby 20-6 with less than a minute to play. Upper Darby has just ruined the shutout, just cracked the end zone a moment ago. But with 38 seconds left, Springfield's about to go to 3-0, and we'll have a home game hosting the Panthers 7 days from now. Garnet Valley 24, Ridley 14, that has gone final. So Garnet Valley has defeated Ridley, and the Jags move to 3-0 as well. Ridley falls to 1-2. After really just a tough start to the Ridley schedule. Mm. You open your league season after winning over Father Judge, which was no easy task.
Right.
Their league season starts with Haverford, Garnet Valley, and Marple next week.
Yep.
So the Green Raiders are going to have their hands full again next week against Anthony Paoletti and the Tigers, who are all over Radnor. 45-14 was the last we saw late in the fourth quarter there. Haverford all over Conestoga, 54-14 was the last we saw there. And so more to come with scores and highlights, play of the game, statistics, all of that upcoming over the next couple of days on havenfootball.net. And, of course, as the week goes on next week, we will start dialing up the plans for Springfield. 7 o'clock kickoff next week,
yep,
at Springfield on Leamy Avenue.
Right.
And 6:45 we'll be on the air and see, yep, if the Panther offense can somehow crack a stingy Springfield defense. And we've been saying that for really the last handful of years now.
If you can get to the game, get there. But if you can't, you can listen to us. You can pick us up on Twitter. Lots of ways to do it. Keep informed.
Well, thanks again to everybody over at Harrington High School. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti for the stat spotting halftime chatter, and certainly to Mike Mayer for everything he does on havenfootball.net, the engineering of the broadcast, the statistics, the every article that you see on havenfootball.net. Again, things that Mike does to keep everybody informed and posted. Thanks again, Mike. Terrific job, as always.
My pleasure.
Final score again tonight, Strathaven 36, Lower Marion 14. So back-to-back wins up here at Harrington High. Glad you're joining us once again live on the archive. Panthers win it tonight. Signing off, Brian Carroll. Glad you've joined us. Good night, everyone, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.